Michael. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM every Tuesday night at 6 p.m. starting in September. We'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Carlene's and Deja Vu Restaurants.
Voting is your right in civic duty. It is important to know who is running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hey, and welcome. This is The Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Democrats are expecting an absolute drubbing on Tuesday. According to the Washington Post, Democrats across the country scrambled Thursday to bolster candidates in places President Biden carried safely in 2020, the latest sign of panic that they could face major losses in next week's midterm elections. Vice President Harris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, held a joint rally in an effort to rescue New York Governor Kathy Hochul, which is just, I'm sorry, insane. For a few reasons. One, Kathy Hochul is the governor of New York. New York is a blue state. New York has not had a Republican governor since 2006. It is now 2022. It's a long time. And the people you are sending to rescue her are Vice President Kamala Harris, the worst politician in the history of humanity, and Hillary Clinton, the second worst politician in the history of humanity. If you were looking for charm between the two of them, you'd be better off searching for life on the moon. That is not actually going to work. Biden, meanwhile, traveled to New Mexico and Southern California to support vulnerable Democratic incumbents, bypassing Arizona and Nevada, where officials are actually afraid that if he arrives, he's going to drive the Democratic vote down because no one wants Joe Biden within 300 miles of an actual competitive race. Biden and Harris are going to go to Illinois. They're going to Illinois. Illinois is about as deep blue as it gets. Democrats are in serious trouble, and they know it. According to the Washington Post, as Republicans have focused on inflation and crime to go on offense in Democratic territory over the past month, competing in traditionally blue districts in California, Oregon, New York, Illinois, and elsewhere, there's a growing sense among Democrats there's little they can do at this point to combat the combined forces of history and economics. Well, I mean, it would be a combo. History, economics, and your own failures on everything, including social radicalism on everything from racial equity to transing the children. The fact is, the priorities of the Democratic Party do not match the priorities of the United States of America right now. And the policies they have implemented are not popular because they are not good. Joel Payne, Democratic strategist, says there's a general malaise that's hanging over the country. What you're seeing is an angry electorate that keeps kicking the people in charge out. They did it in 2016. They did it in 2018. They did it in 2020. If things hold to what it's looking like, they're probably going to do it again in 2022. Well, that's not quite right. I mean, the fact is that in 2020, Republicans actually did much better than expected in the House of Representatives. It's just that President Trump didn't do as well as he wanted to at the top of the ticket. But it's actually Democratic governance that is getting them to this point. While many Democrats have privately believed for months Republicans were likely to take the House, they've expressed increasing fears in recent days voters could hand the GOP a significant majority, an outcome that would amount to a major rebuke of the party in power. Right now, the Real Clear Politics polling average, by the way, puts Republicans as likely to pick up at least 32 seats. That would be the average outcome. My guess is they're going to pick up closer to 40. There are a lot of vulnerable Democrats right now because, again, the conditions for the Democrats are really, really bad. And there are a few early bellwethers you're going to be able to look at to determine whether this is a wipeout for Democrats or whether it's just sort of a mild ripple against the Democrats come Tuesday night. Karl Rove has a good piece over at the Wall Street Journal looking at which races are the bellwether races for you to look at as the early returns come in. At 7:30 p.m. at North Carolina and Ohio polls close, Republicans have to win both Senate races. So Karl Rove says he's going to compare Tuesday's returns with 2020's totals. At 8 p.m., voting ends in 16 states, parts of five others, and D.C. Pennsylvania could decide the Senate, but it's going to take a long time for those votes to come in. Florida counts super fast. The polls close at 8 p.m. If Governor Ron DeSantis ends up with a double-digit lead in that race over Charlie Crist, if Marco Rubio ends up blowing out Val Demings, we're going to know that real fast, and we're also going to know very quickly whether that is a bellwether for a bigger Republican night. New Hampshire closes fairly early. And if that New Hampshire, there are a few districts there that trend Democrat, but if they start trending Republican early on, you can tell really fast whether this is going to be a red wave. If Don Baldock is really competitive against Maggie Hassan, as the polls suggest right now, or if he is even in the lead against Maggie Hassan, that would bespeak the possibility of a red wave. The reason we're talking about this is because as the night develops, there's going to be a tendency to follow the vote totals sort of across the spectrum, meaning a lot of the big races are happening on the West Coast, or at least in the western half of the country, places like Arizona, places like Nevada. And so it's going to be a while before we actually know what happens in those races. So you're looking for sort of the early indicators as to what the night is going to be. As Karl Rove says, a blockbuster group of states close at 9 p.m., perhaps settling the Senate's fate. If the GOP keeps Wisconsin Ron Johnson, it's hard to see Democrats getting above 50 seats. Blake Masters' fate in his Senate race in Arizona could well depend on Carrie Lake's run for governor. We will also see at that hour if Republicans get a gigantic upset for New York governor. So we are going to, you know, have some pretty good indicators of where this thing is by, say, 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday night. Now, as I say, Democrats are already in a sheer state of panic. Joe Biden is basically being told not to go out on the trail at all. Barack Obama is being trotted out on the trail, actually, because nobody actually wants Joe Biden anywhere near a crowd. According to the Washington Post, President Biden took the stage in Miami Gardens, Florida, the other night. More than 30 minutes tried to rally a college campus around his policies from student loan debt to prescription drug costs to hearing aid prices. Just over 2 hours later and 2,500 miles away, Biden's predecessor and one-time boss Barack Obama was rallying a different crowd in a different state. Musician John Legend was the opening act at a high school in North Las Vegas, Nevada. For 45 minutes, Obama swung between sharp "Can you believe this?" barbs at the modern Republican Party and call and response with the crowd. The headline, Obama in demand as Biden struggles to energize crowds. Again, the possibility, the laying the groundwork for Joe Biden has to go if the midterms go really badly, that is very strong right now. There's more on this in just 1 second. First, listen, it doesn't really matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everybody should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship, and then they make money off your data. Well, to fight back against that, why not use ExpressVPN the way that I do? If you've ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their cash, the answer is they track your searches, video history, everything you click on, and then they build a profile on you, and then they sell off all of your data to third parties. When you use ExpressVPN on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding that IP address. It makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all of your devices. This is why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Business Insider. Revoke big tech's right to your data. Secure your internet with a VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get 3 extra months for free with my exclusive link. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now to learn more. Meanwhile, Oprah has now joined the fray. How desperate are Democrats? Are calling out Oprah to try and help John Fetterman, in the mistaken belief that if Oprah does not endorse Mehmet Oz and endorses instead his opponent, that suddenly she's going to swing the race in Pennsylvania. You get a closed captioning service, and you get a closed captioning service, and we all get a closed captioning service. According to Politico, on Thursday, the Fetterman team landed their target. Oprah announced at a virtual get-out-the-vote event she's supporting the Democrat in Pennsylvania's critical race for the Senate. Was anybody holding out on that one? Who in Pennsylvania was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do in this race, but now that Oprah's signed in, I'm on board. Winfrey said, I said it was up to the citizens of Pennsylvania, and of course, but I will tell you all this. If I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons. The comments, according to Politico, are a big deal, not only because of Winfrey's unique status among women, black people, and many other Americans, but also because she helped make Mehmet Oz famous. Okay, but that is not going to change anything in this race. That is not going to be a deciding factor in the Pennsylvania race. I'll tell you what's a bigger piece of news for the Democrats. That is that layoffs are starting to hit the tech sector in serious numbers. The tech sector, which has been inflated by the availability of easy and free credit, now it's starting to contract. According to the Wall Street Journal, the outlook for tech industry jobs worsened on Thursday. Lyft and Stripe both announced major layoffs. Amazon says it will freeze corporate hiring for months. The stream of grim news for the industry came as the Federal Reserve has moved again to raise interest rates to combat inflation, signaling greater risk that the U.S. economy is sliding into recession. Faced with that possibility, tech company executives are warning of tougher times ahead. Beth Galetti, senior vice president of people experience and technology at Amazon, said in a memo to employees this week, quote, we're facing an unusual macroeconomic environment. We want to balance our hiring and investments with being thoughtful about this economy. The memo notified all of those employees of Amazon's plan to pause hiring across the corporate workforce. That includes employees in high-profile teams like Prime Video and Grocery. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits are down this fall from a summer peak and held steady at a low level this week. The Labor Department's October employment report will be released on Friday, offering the latest snapshot on the overall job market. So again, the market is starting to drop. The Democrats have no answer for this. And Joe Biden's priorities are just not what the American people's priorities are. Now, the Democrats are at the last minute attempting to swivel to your priorities are our priority. We care about inflation. We care about the it's so clear that this is not their priority and has not been their priority. But Ron Klain, whose main job is tweeting through problems over at the White House, he was appearing on MSNBC on Morning Joe. And he says that the main problem that Joe Biden is focused on is inflation, which, I mean, has Joe Biden said two words about inflation for about 4 months here? Here is Ron Klain, the chief of staff.
So the economy is growing. It is strong. It is creating jobs. Our mission here at the White House is to continue that kind of economic growth, continue the job creation, continue to move the economy forward, and to tackle the biggest problem we have in the economy right now, frankly, which is inflation and bringing down prices of everyday things that really hit people hard. That's the number one problem right now. It's inflation, and that's the problem we're focused on.
Okay, but the problem is that if you're focused on that problem, why is inflation so high? So Hillary Clinton is out there tweeting through it as well. She says that Joe Biden has done an impressive job on inflation. And when you're trotting out Hillary Clinton as your closer, let me just mention you're about to get your asses kicked into next week. And my goodness, Hillary Clinton is your closing argument? Whew, here we go.
What I wish we could convey more effectively is that if you look at what has been accomplished in the first 2 years of the Biden presidency with the Congress working hand in hand, in fact, the work that has been done by the Democrats in helping the economy and helping people deal with what is global inflation, not just American inflation, is truly impressive. And we've got to get that message across more effectively.
It's so impressive. I mean, people can feel how impressive it is, except for how it's not impressive. Then Hillary says, Republicans have no plan to do anything about inflation. Well, considering that Republicans are not the ones in power, that really is your problem. As far as whether the Republicans have a plan to do anything about inflation, the first answer would be stop spending this much money. Stop it. Stop spending this much money. Open up the floodgates when it comes to the production of oil and natural gas and bring down the price of energy. Make sure that regulations are cut so businesses can actually be effective. And this is it's not super hard stuff. There's only so much that any president can do, that's true. But there's a lot of stuff the president can not do in order to prevent inflation. It could avoid doing. This is Joe Biden's big mistake. Some of the macroeconomic conditions are in fact global. A lot of it has to do with the Federal Reserve. But there are certain things you didn't have to do, like throw more money into the American system than any president in the history of the United States. You could have not done that. Here's Hillary Clinton proclaiming this is all Republicans' fault or something.
It's really difficult to tell people what's going to happen in the future when, understandably, they are focused on the present. So, yes, people are worried about the cost of living. They're worried about the economy, although the Republicans have absolutely no plan to do anything about that.
Oh, man. Yeah, good luck with this particular message. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the world's worst press secretary, of course. She says, don't worry, guys. The Biden administration is not prepping for a recession. We don't see a recession on the horizon. Oh, wait, it's already here.
So, Karine, we just talked about how the Federal Reserve raising interest rates again to try to cool off inflation. But that has sparked real fears that the nation could be teetering on the edge of a recession. How will the White House prepare for that?
So want to be clear, there are no meetings or anything happening like that in preparing for a recession because, and I'll say this very clearly, and we have said this, our economic team has said this, Secretary Yellen has said this, you heard this from the president. Look, what we're seeing right now is a strong labor market, and the reason we're seeing the strong labor market is because of the bold actions that this president has taken when you look at the economic policies.
No, I'm sorry, ain't gonna work. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
All righty, coming up, Joe Biden, he's making his closing election pitch. He says he's going to give you free money, except if those Republicans stop him, or the Constitution, that terrible, terrible thing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2 642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street, next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center, we're specialists in emergency care with the experience and training to deliver expert diagnosis and treatment to all emergency patients. Shasta Regional Medical Center is certified as an advanced primary stroke facility and is one of the nation's 50 top cardiovascular hospitals and is a fully accredited chest pain center. In an emergency, when every minute has meaning and every second counts, choose Shasta Regional Medical Center, your choice for emergency care. Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring for our community when minutes matter.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden, trying desperately to make the closing pitch. He says he's still going to give you free money or something. My favorite part of this particular pitch by Joe Biden is, don't worry, student loan relief isn't going to the rich. It's only going to the bottom 95%. Weird pitch. Here we go.
Over 200,000 people in New Mexico have student loans, and the average borrower in New Mexico owes just over $34,000. And my plan is going to make a real difference in lowering the monthly cost for families as well. Folks, in total, more than 40 million Americans stand to benefit from this relief. And not a dime of it will go to the top 5% incomes, period.
I love that. The top 5% incomes. Wow. Sounds pretty progressive, Mr. President. You mean that the people who earn like $140,000 a year are still going to be getting student loan relief? Is that what you mean? Meanwhile, Biden said that if Republicans win, student debt forgiveness will not go through and it will be their fault. It's not going to go through now, dude. You declared a bunch of stuff that is not constitutional, and then you're acting as though you're surprised when the Supreme Court prepares to shoot that crap down. You don't have the ability to push that. And what pure cynicism from the president of the United States. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is suggesting that the big problem here is that Republicans are going to rein in the spending. So he's claiming that if Republicans gain power, they're going to seek to combat inflation and bring down government spending. And that's going to be a huge problem. Well, I mean, I would assume they're going to bring down government spending because if it goes up, there won't be a country anymore. I mean, honest to God, how much more money do people think that we can spend when we have a national debt? What is the national debt now? It's been growing so fast, I can't even keep track of it at this point. The current debt clock has the national debt at over $31 trillion. Okay, so how much more money exactly are we supposed to spend here? By the way, that $31 trillion, that's about $94,000 for every single person living in the United States in national debt. That's his pitch. We need to spend more money. Now, the reality is that the Democrats are in trouble because, again, their priorities are not the American people's priorities. They're just not. There's a good piece by Tim Alberta, who used to work for National Review, then the Washington Post, and now he writes for The Atlantic sometimes, called Why Democrats Are Losing Hispanic Voters. And his basic idea is that Hispanic voters just don't have the same priorities that the Democratic Party does. Hispanics are interested in actually getting ahead in America. They're not interested in the lie that America is extraordinarily racially biased and a place of no opportunity. He says that the Hispanic population is in the United States basically to be part of the American dream. And when you keep lying to them that the American dream is not possible, then they turn away from you. Quote, over the past few years, Hispanics have begun abandoning the Democratic Party to find generations of political patterns, causing varying degrees of panic on the left. In the 2018 midterm elections, when Democrats regained control of the House of Representatives, they won the Hispanic vote by 40 points. In 2020, Democrats carried it by 33 points. This summer, numerous polls showed Hispanics splitting in a statistical tie between the two parties. So what are the criticisms that are being relayed to Tim Alberta? Quote, Democrats are insufficiently patriotic. They are elitist in their cultural sensibilities. They are oblivious to the struggles of and priorities of working people. Yeah, that would be it. According to Tim Alberta, the Democrats' predicament is 20 years in the making. And he cites, as I have, the emerging Democratic majority theory by John Judas and Roy Teixeira. That, of course, is the theory that Democrats could cobble together a majority-minority coalition that was basically dependent on left-wing woke cultural totems. And that didn't hold together. And it couldn't hold together because it turns out that Hispanics do not have the same priorities across the board as, for example, Black Americans do when it comes to government spending or their picture of the country. Now, lumping together all minorities as though they are the same is ridiculous. By the way, lumping all Hispanics together as though they are the same is ridiculous. Lumping together all people, even from the same point of origin, like Venezuelans or Cubans, is ridiculous enough. But what Democrats basically did is that everybody who is not a white person has the same interests, and we will cobble them together in an anti-capitalist coalition, and this will figure it out. Well, no, it won't. That is not how any of this is working. Democrats' priorities are not the priorities of the United States. And so this is why Democrats, in the end, are going to rely not on their economic pitch because they don't have one. This is why their campaign has been so scattershot. The only unifying feature that they can name why people should vote for them and not for Republicans is supposedly the threat to democracy, right? This is the shtick. So the other night, of course, you had Joe Biden give a really uninspiring, unenthusiastic version of his dark Brandon speech from Independence Hall in Philadelphia. This time he did it in Union Station in front of like a blue tarp and some American flags in which he announced that democracy would die unless his party won the election. It went over like a lead balloon. Here's Ron Klain proclaiming that this was, in effect, the closing pitch, that this was Biden's one final warning. One final warning of what, dude? The end of the republic?
Well, you know, the president's been talking about the threat to our democracy since he launched his campaign way back in 2019 and again on January 6th and again in September in Philadelphia at Independence Hall. And I think the president decided a few days ago that it was important to issue one final warning on this issue to make very clear, to leave no doubt, that we have people out there still peddling the big lie, people now raising the issue of election denial in this election. And, of course, the horrible incident involving Speaker Pelosi and her family, you know, showing the rising threat of political violence.
One final warning. By the way, we have an over-under bet at the Daily Wire on how many Democrats are going to deny election results after this one, claiming voter suppression by Republicans, the evil, evil Republicans. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive understands that now's the time to get everything done on your holiday shopping list. And the last thing you need to worry about are the unexpected dents from shopping carts, door dings, and fender benders. That's why Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center offers free estimates. They can schedule a time that works best for you. And it's about 30% less than the national average. Uh-oh, better call Mako at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Renning Kia would like to express their gratitude to all of our veterans and those currently enlisted for the service to our country. Stop by Renning Kia and see their exciting new lineup of fuel-saving hybrids, like the 2023 Kia Niro Hybrid, the 2023 Kia Sportage Hybrid, and the 2023 Kia Sorento Hybrid. All come with a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Happy holidays from Renning Kia. RenningKia.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA or go online to sfymca.org.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io. Or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's Bitcoin530.io.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Commons, an independent senior living community. I'm excited to share with you an exclusive program we are currently offering at River Commons called our Moderate Income Program. This is an in-house program offered by Raystone Senior Living. Those who financially qualify for this program will receive a reduced monthly rate. This rate still includes all of our regular services and amenities. Included in the monthly rent are 3 chef-prepared meals daily, weekly housekeeping and linen services, scheduled transportation, activities, utilities, cable TV, an emergency medical pendant, and more. Our community also has a very friendly family feel, all set on beautiful grounds with scenic views. To learn more about our moderate income program, schedule a tour, or lunch plus a tour, please give us a call at 530-221-2121. You can also visit us on our web at river-commons.com. We look forward to hearing from you.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
466-9625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So the Democrats have decided to trot out the big guns. Yeah, man, it's time for some Hillary Clinton. So this is their closing pitch. So Hillary Clinton is making the same pitch. She's out there saying this is a struggle between autocracy and democracy. Apparently, election denial is now a form of autocracy, which is weird because she has spent years wandering around the earth explaining to people that she's actually the president of the United States after 2016. So here is election denier Hillary Clinton explaining that election denial is a form of autocracy.
But if you look at what's happening in Iran, if you look at what's happening in, you know, all over the world, Bolsonaro, whatever, democracy is in danger all over the world, here in the United States as well. But it's all over the world, Secretary Clinton. This is a global thing that is happening. What do we do? Speak to us about that, please.
Well, Don, you're right. I mean, we are in a struggle between democracy and autocracy. And it is a time when the United States should be standing strongly on behalf of our values of democracy and freedom, of opportunity and equality, instead of being engaged in this culture war driven by the political opportunism of people on the Republican side of the ledger.
I'm so tired of this nonsense. The idea that the Republicans are driving the culture war. The Republicans literally stand here and say the same things that have been said for several thousand years on cultural issues. And Democrats declare war on that. And then like, it's a cycle of violence. The culture war. This is why you have Colin Cowherd, who is not a raging right winger, sports talk radio host. He's out there saying, listen, when you come after our kids, when it comes to COVID, for example, we are not going to forgive that. Democrats have lost the thread here. And so in the end, they're resorting to the flaming straw man. They create a straw man. They're setting it aflame. And the basic idea here is that if you vote for our opponents, democracy will end. And you hear, it's amazing. I mean, you hear Don Lemon trying to internationalize this. Well, it's about Bolsonaro. First of all, Bolsonaro just lost an election and has said that he is going to transition out of power. So that's how democracy works. Also, if Bibi Netanyahu is elected in Israel, that's in an election. They've had 5 and 4 years. That's not the end of democracy. That's just the latest election result. In Italy, if Meloni wins, that is not a denial of democracy. That's someone you don't like winning. If Viktor Orban wins by a bare majority in Hungary, that is still democracy at work. But Democrats and members of the international left have basically translated democracy into we are the good people. Everybody who wins an election who is not us is a threat to it. Democracy just means left-wing policy now. So Chris Hayes makes the final closing pitch on behalf of everyone who wears his pair of glasses at MSNBC. They just pass it around between the hosts. And he says, you need to vote for the Democrats so we will preserve the possibility of future elections. Which, isn't that prospective election denial? I thought election denial was bad. I thought that you're not allowed to deny the results of elections. But it seems like it's okay when it's coming from Democrats, which is why they're still claiming that Georgia's voting law, which has led to, by the way, more early voting than any time in American history, is a form of Jim Crow 2.0. Here's Chris Hayes.
And so when Democrats say you don't have a choice this election, that there's only one party that cares about for democracy, it's us, democracy's on the ballot, what they're really saying is, if you don't elect us this time, if you don't keep them out of power, you may never be able to elect us again. Or in short, vote to preserve your right to throw the bums out.
Vote to preserve your right to throw the bums out, except that every single time they come up for re-election, they're going to make the same exact argument. So you have to preserve your right to throw the bums out by electing only one party until the end of time. Because that's pretty much what Joe Biden is saying. He has drawn no line in the sand between some Republicans and other Republicans. He has not said, here's a list of the Republicans it's okay for you to vote for because these are the non-election deniers, and here are the election deniers you definitely cannot vote for because they're a threat to democracy. Instead, he basically says, vote for my party because my party is the only one that cares. So you're saying a one-party authoritarian state is bad. Also, you can only vote for my party, ever. So it's a one-party state in which we centralize power in the executive branch. Sounds weird. So Paul Begala, at least still has his head connected to his neck. And he's out there saying what is obvious. This election is not going to be about issues like, quote unquote, democracy.
Which means you need good leaders who can focus both on the economy and preserving our democracy.
Pennsylvania voters, Republican and Democrat, they know how to walk and chew gum at the same time, Don. They can care about rising costs. They can also care about their personal freedom.
But is the president helping or hurting Democrats by talking about a fundamentally critical issue?
I think it helps. It helps. It helps at the margins. OK, it's not what the election's going to be about. I wish it were.
It's not going to help. Paul Bogolodzic isn't willing to say that because he's a Democratic hack. But he knows the election is not going to be on this particular topic. And he can tell this, right? This is why the Democrats in local races are running headlong away from Joe Biden. If they thought this was a resonant winning message, this is what they would be running on. Name a competitive race where Democrats are running on democracy. They're not. Tim Ryan out in Ohio, he's like, I don't want the Democratic Party here. Can we keep them out, please? Like, if I have a shot against J.D. Vance, it's because Joe Biden is going to stay far, far away.
You know, the National Democratic Party has never been really good at strategic political decisions. It's not a surprise here. Thank God that I have enough experience that I've built this campaign not needing them, and we really don't want them at this point. We've built a robust machine here in Ohio that doesn't need the National Democratic Party.
He doesn't want the Democratic Party anywhere near. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
So the outrage has begun preemptively. Members of the Democrat chattering class are saying wilder and wilder things about this election. As if you weren't already being told that democracy is going to end if Republicans take over. We now have historian Michael Beschloss, who apparently is incredibly bad at his job because he doesn't understand history. He is out there literally saying that children will be kidnapped and murdered if Republicans take office. This is nuts. By the way, Beschloss has been an advisor in the past to Joe Biden in terms of his rhetoric. So he says that if Republicans are elected, free speech will end and our children might be arrested and murdered. I'd love to see the line between point A and point B here. I feel like you might be skipping a few steps.
Joe Biden is saying the same thing tonight. And a historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country, and if there are still free publishing houses and a free press, which I'm not certain of, but if that is true, a historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed. We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
He's not an alarmist, guys. He's not trying to alarm you. He's also not trying to drive political violence. His political violence is a preserve of the right. Also, if you elect my political opponents, they might come and enslave and murder your children. That's QAnon crap, what he's talking about right there. That the global authoritarian revolution begins on Tuesday with what? Speaker McCarthy taking over? Kevin McCarthy? Yes, the deeply threatening authoritarian leader, Kevin McCarthy? This is Mitch McConnell? A turtle from Kentucky? Like, this is, wow, the face of authoritarianism has sure radically changed. They're going to kidnap and murder your children. But don't worry, guys. I mean, this is like the Pizzagate of the left on MSNBC. And everybody's supposed to say, oh, well, you know, he's a historian. I mean, if he says he's a historian, then he knows. In 50 years, people won't be able to write books in the United States on history. If I don't vote for, like, Val Demings in the Senate race in Florida, if Marco Rubio retains his seat, if Governor Ron DeSantis wins by double digits in Florida, where I'm voting and where I already voted early, that is going to, that's the thing that's going to tip the world into global authoritarianism. By the way, if you're worried about places where books cannot be written and where kids are kidnapped and murdered, you might want to talk to Joe Biden, who left Afghanistan in the hands of 8th century barbarians while getting 13 American service members murdered in the process. You might want to talk to him. Just amazing stuff from Michael Beschloss. But again, he's a historian. These are the elites. Now, do you think that the average voter thinks that this is anywhere close to reality? In fact, if you ask the average voter which party is more of a danger to your kids, the average voter is going to say the Democratic Party. You know why? Not in terms of being kidnapped and killed, but because Democrats wish to indoctrinate your children. Democrats wish to kick them out of school in the middle of COVID for no apparent reason. Democrats wish to cram down critical race theory and gender ideology on them. Democrats wish to teach your kids that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. If we're talking about just baseline dangers to kids, the case that Michael Beschloss is making, that Republicans are going to kidnap and murder your kids, like what in the actual, what? What? And that's not going to up the amount of political violence in our society. No. It's totally fine. Meanwhile, Sonny Hostin is going full Rwanda with this kind of language. I mean, this is really ugly. Here's Sonny Hostin on The View, suggesting that white suburban women who are widely turning in favor of Republicans, mainly because of what I just said, white suburban women, turns out, lie to their moms. They go to the supermarket, they can see how expensive things are, one. Two, they're members of school boards, or they have kids who are going to school, and they don't like their kids being taught by radical union activists who promote the idea of gender fluidity to four-year-olds. They're not a huge fan of that. And Sonny Hostin's response is, well, they are like cockroaches. This is kind of ugly. Here we go.
But what's also surprising to me is the abortion issue. I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
They're voting against their own self-interest. These people are ridiculous. I'm sorry. You think that white suburban women's chief issue is whether they get to kill their own unborn children? That's like their chief issue? White suburban women? And many women generally. It turns out they like having babies. They like their kids. I know this comes as a great shock to people like Sonny Hostin, but what? And they're like roaches. First of all, comparing them to roaches is pretty astonishing. Second of all, saying it's like voting for their own extermination? No, it turns out you know what actually is an extermination? Is the killing of the unborn en masse as the Democratic Party pledges to legalize and subsidize. That would be it. And the language is so unhinged here. You can see who's about to get their butts handed to them in this election cycle. Joy Behar doubles down on all this. She says, if you vote for Republicans, it's because you're voting for a cult, says Joy Behar. Well, shouting and going crazy and Kalima Mastu to the Democratic Party. Here we go.
So to me, I'm voting. That is a full stop problem for me, that I actually think election deniers being put into office, it used to be just former President Donald Trump. Now it's everyone running on the Republican side. That scares me more than anything. So even that women's rights is second for me.
You're not voting for Republicans. You're voting for a cult. Remember that. It's a cult. It's not Republicans anymore.
So tiresome, these folks. You're voting for a cult. Also, vote for Joe Biden or your children will be sacrificed. And again, all that's lacking from Joy Behar is the Temple of Doom outfit and the Kali Ma chant. When she talks about voting for a cult, that's how she sees the Democratic Party. See, here's the thing. I can see a lot of reasons not to vote for Republicans in various elections. I'm not sure that Joy Behar has ever seen a reason not to vote for Democrats. Ever, 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 ever. There are many times where I've seen Republicans and I say, I don't want to vote for that person. I would not vote for that person. I don't like that person. I'm not sure that anyone on The View has ever had that thought. It has never crossed their mind. So preemptively, the blame is now being shifted by the Democrats. They say it can't be our fault. It's not our fault. It's the indoctrination. It's the evil Republicans. Alrighty, we'll get to more on this in 1 second. First, let's talk about a simple fact. We will all die. That's a depressing thought. But you could be walking down the street and suddenly an alligator is just hurled from the bushes at you. And next thing you know, you're battling off that alligator and thinking back to this very moment. Listening to this very ad for Policy Genius and thinking, man, I really should have listened to Shapiro and gotten that life insurance. Policy Genius is the smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes with top companies, so you don't pay a cent more than you have to for that coverage. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance because, again, they work for you. There are no personal fees. All your personal info is kept private. It's no wonder these guys have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. So your loved ones deserve the financial safety net provided by life insurance. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Already coming up, the Democrats are having trouble with the fact that they're about to lose. So now they are blaming you for noticing that crime is a problem. Actually, they're blaming Republicans who beamed that idea straight into your piddling brains. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy Mambo Pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous Sundial Steak Salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and Mobile Catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So people are noticing that crime is a problem in the United States. Democrats know who to blame. It's you. It's your fault. So you have a Biden senior advisor named Keisha Lance Bottoms, who, of course, was the former mayor of Atlanta, where she presided over a massive spike in the crime rate, blaming Donald Trump for the crime rates, which is weird because it was all in Democratic cities where people were rioting and burning down stores. She was the mayor of one of those cities. So but it's Trump's fault.
So, Keisha, are you saying that the uptick in crime is due to President Trump?
I'm saying that I served as mayor in 2020, and we experienced this uptick in crime in 2020. This is where it began. But that being said, it's not to place blame on any one person, but it is to say that there are many challenges facing the American people. The president's very aware of that, but to lay blame at his feet for one challenge or another, I think it's really unfair.
It's unfair to label the president responsible for things, except when the president is taking credit for lowering the oil prices or for every job created since COVID or anything. The unfalsifiability of Joe Biden's presidency is a wonder to watch. Everything that's good that happens is directly his credit, and everything bad that happens is obviously everybody else's fault. Meanwhile, I love this from the New York Times. The New York Times has a piece today titled, "Fear of Crime Looms Large for Voters to Republicans' Advantage." Republican candidates are focusing on crime and public safety, but their message is rooted not so much in data or policy as in voters' feelings of unease. Is it possible that voters have a feeling of unease about crime because the crime has spiked in the last 3 years in dramatic fashion? But no, it's actually just Republicans keep saying this stuff. They're deceiving you, you see. It's not that the crime rates are up. It's not that people feel more unsafe. It's all in your mind. Republicans are just propaganda masters. They're beaming down their message from the satellites into your brain. These folks sound like Alex Jones at this point. Quote, "In many cases, anxiety stem not from experiencing serious crime, but from seeing homeless encampments or finding a syringe or human waste on the sidewalk or reading accounts in their neighborhood social networks of vandalism on a local bike path." Should we not be anxious about that? I mean, like, when I was in L.A., let's put it this way. I live in a place in Florida where those are things I don't see. I don't see massive homeless encampments. I don't see open syringes on the street. I don't find a homeless man passed out directly in front of my home. I saw all of those things in L.A. Is that all in my head? I guess it's all in my imagination. Those concerns are generally benefiting Republican candidates who have bluntly blamed Democratic elected officials for a surge in violent crime in many cities that began during the pandemic and has yet to fully subside. Many independent voters have warmed to Republican candidates across the country who are emphasizing crime and public safety in their closing messages before Election Day. Republican plans to curb crime generally consist of hiring more cops and tightening border security. But most of the party's candidates focus far more on assailing progressive criminal justice policies or the defund the police movement, which most Democratic candidates have rejected. So apparently, according to the New York Times, the notion is that the stats are showing that crime is actually doing well. Well, actually, so here's the thing. What happened is crime spiked in 2020. It went up again in 2021, then it came down a little bit in 2022. And all of that is due to Democratic policy. And they play games with the baseline. Oh, well, crime is down this year. Yeah, after being up massively over the past 2 years because of your garbage policies. Again, in the United States, crime had a massive decrease between 1994 and 2014, and then it started to reverse itself through the Ferguson effect under Barack Obama, and then it continued to rise slightly. And then in 2020, it really, really spiked. And in 2021, it kept going up. And in 2022, it came down a little bit. But it's Republicans. It's their fault. Republicans keep talking about crime, and that's the problem, is that Republicans are talking about. Why would Republicans talk about crime? New York Post today, homeless man with 25 prior arrests is busted in rape of New York City jogger, is suspect in two other sex crimes. Well, I mean, that raises some questions about maybe criminal justice policies in the state of New York and in the city. According to the New York Post, a homeless man wanted for two sex crimes and who has at least 25 prior busts was arrested in connection with the rape of a jogger in the West Village on Thursday and charged in all three cases, police and law enforcement sources said. Police say that the perpetrator grabbed a 43-year-old woman from behind as she ran in Hudson River Park, choked her, and sexually assaulted her before robbing her, and according to a witness who called 911, leaving her shoeless and with blood running from her face and elbows. He was charged with rape, grand larceny, predatory sexual assault, and invalid use of a credit card. That last one is not really as shocking as the others. The perp was also hit with charges in two previous attacks on city women, one from late March and one in early October. This guy had been busted at least 25 other times, mostly for petite larceny, assault, drug possession, and drug dealing. Mostly for. Seven of those arrests were sealed. So I have a question. How did this person end up out of jail? If you're arrested 25 times for crimes, this is not a person who should be out on the streets. The woman was jogging on Pier 40 around 6 a.m. when the suspect on a bike rode up to her, pushed her down, choked her, and sexually assaulted her before swiping her cell phone and taking off. On October 6th, the creep allegedly attacked a 48-year-old woman walking on the FDR Drive service road near East 37th Street at 5 a.m. He came up from behind, placed her in a chokehold, tried to rip her clothes off and rape her. The woman managed to fight him off. And then on Thursday, this person, who is most recently living in a Manhattan homeless shelter, allegedly grabbed the jogger from behind near West and Christopher Streets, choked her until she lost consciousness, knocked her to the ground, took off her clothes, and raped her. So, great job, again, criminal justice system in New York. By the way, great job on the immigration front. It turns out that the guy who hit Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer was overstaying his visa for like 20 years. So really great job to everyone. But it must be Republican propaganda, that's why. Or alternatively, according to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, one of the worst governing governors in America, he says the big problem is the Democrats have been on the defensive. Maybe you're on the defensive because you're the ones in power and you've done a garbage job. Maybe it would be that.
Look, I mean, I could be the cheerleader. I'm also a pragmatist. You feel it.
Newsom, with one of his party's biggest digital and fundraising operations, sounds like a Democrat with bigger ambitions.
And it goes to my fundamental grievance with my damn party. We're getting crushed on narrative. We're going to have to do better in terms of getting on the offense and stop being on the damn defense.
This is what Democrats want, right? And this is the way they're going to turn. After 2022, you think they're going to moderate? Or do you think they're going to go more radical and say, we need to shout it louder? Get rid of Joe Biden so we can get someone in there who can shout it louder. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Deputy Pentagon Press Secretary Sabrina Singh says the U.S. is providing Ukraine more military aid.
The department is announcing approximately $400 million in additional security assistance for Ukraine.
It includes refurbished anti-aircraft missiles, armed kamikaze drones, armored riverboats, and T-72 tanks with advanced optics, communications, and armor.
These tanks are coming from the Czech Republic defense industry, and the United States is paying for 45 of those to be refurbished, and the government of the Netherlands is matching our commitment and will provide an additional 45 tanks. So we're looking at a total of 90 tanks going into Ukraine.
Daylight saving time is out. Standard time is in this weekend.
It means a change for most of the United States. Standard time returns at 2 a.m. local time Sunday. It'll last until March 12th, so the clock goes back an hour. Darkness will arrive earlier in the evening, but it will be lighter earlier in the morning. Of course, some are already there. Hawaii, American Samoa, Guam, Puerto Rico, the U.S. Virgin Islands, and most of Arizona do not observe daylight saving time. The twice-a-year time change has led some members of Congress to push to make daylight saving time permanent. The Senate passed the Sunshine Protection Act in March, but the House hasn't acted on it. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Well, Texas is feeling the effects of severe weather that moved through the state earlier today. Several tornadoes were reported, much of the damage east of Dallas. Earlier in the day, Texas Governor Greg Abbott activated and deployed state emergency teams to be ready to respond. The storms are part of a large weather complex, also bringing severe weather to portions of Oklahoma and Arkansas. The committee investigating the January 6th incident, giving former President Trump until next week to produce subpoenaed documents. More on these stories at townhall.com.
My name is Adam Barada. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
The word is out. People are abandoning their overpriced wireless carriers and flocking to PureTalk for the same 5G coverage, but at a fraction of the price. In fact, the average family saves over $800 a year when switching from Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Get unlimited talk, text, and 6 gigs of data for just $30 a month. Go to PureTalk.com, then enter promo code HALFOFF, and you'll save an additional 50% off your first month. That's PureTalk.com, promo code HALFOFF.
The lone volunteer in a unique study involving a gene editing technique has died. 27-year-old Terry Horgan had muscular dystrophy. Medical ethicist Arthur Kaplan says outside researchers don't know enough about the death of Horgan to know if the gene editing technique he was testing was a factor.
Very sadly, Terry died, and it's already been many days since he passed. But we don't know what's going on, and that's another problem with these studies on a single patient. They're not obliged, if you will, to go out and say, well, this is what we think happened.
His death's raising questions about the experiment and the overall prospect of what one ethicist calls designer genetic therapy. A hospital in Florida taking a new approach to evaluate patients with potential brain damage. Tampa General, the first in the nation to use an FDA-approved rapid blood test to examine people with severe head or neck injuries. The test allows doctors to make accurate assessments faster. More details at townhall.com. South Korea says it scrambled dozens of fighter jets after North Korea flew 180 planes near their shared border for several hours.
North Korea's Air Force is no match for the modern warplanes from South Korea and its ally, the United States.
The North Korean fleet is made up of aircraft from the former Soviet Union and China. Some are from the 1950s. None is thought to be less than 30 years old. Just keeping them airworthy must be a challenge. But Pyongyang is furious at an extended military air exercise. It no doubt wanted to remind its enemies that it, too, has an air force.
BBC correspondent Michael Bristow reporting. A top Federal Reserve official is ready to back off when it comes to interest rate increases. Richmond Fed President Thomas Barkin says he's ready to be more deliberate with rate hikes as a means to combat inflation. This comes as the Fed hiked rates again this week by 0.75 percentage point. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
The YMCA is welcoming new members to come and enjoy the many choices the YMCA has to offer. The YMCA has a variety of fitness activities, including swimming, aqua aerobics, cardio, weights, group power classes, and booty yoga. There's over 100 classes to choose from. The YMCA is so much more than a gym. The Y is a community. Join the YMCA. 246-YMCA. Or go online to sfymca.org.
Hey, hey, welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So changes are coming to media. It turns out that unsuccessful left-wing hosts are getting fired, which is good. The media are now paying the price for the fact that they are wildly and overwhelmingly Democrat. A bunch of people who moved from Fox News to other outlets are failing in the ratings. This happened first to Chris Wallace, who's no longer with Fox News. Now it's happening to Shep Smith. According to the New York Times, CNBC is canceling the daily evening show headed by Shep Smith, ending the network's foray into general interest news led by the former Fox News anchor. Smith's final show will be later this month, according to a memo sent to employees on Thursday by Casey Sullivan, CNBC's president. The decision to cancel Smith's show, The News with Shepard Smith, comes as Sullivan, who took over in September, reassesses programming across the channel while juggling the industry-wide decline of traditional TV and the emerging business of streaming. CNBC plans to replace Smith's 7 p.m. show with a program more sharply focused on business and finance. Smith did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Smith joined CNBC with great fanfare just a couple of years ago after more than 2 decades at Fox News, where he was known as a reliably nonpartisan president. Well, everybody knew that he was a Democrat, basically, but it was tolerated over at Fox News. The News with Shepard Smith is one of CNBC's more expensive programs to produce. It has around 20 dedicated employees. Smith has a multi-year contract with the network. The show outperformed other programs on the network, according to ratings data from Nielsen, but his show struggled to outperform competing shows from Fox News, MSNBC, and CNN in the time slot. So that is the kiss of death for Shep Smith, and he is now gone. Meanwhile, the late-night hosts are beginning to recognize that it turns out that when you become just a platform for the Democratic Party, no one wants to listen to you anymore, which is why Greg Gutfeld on Fox News, a cable network, is now outdrawing the late-night so-called comedy hosts on CBS and NBC and ABC. So Jimmy Kimmel was out there whining about the fact that his fan base is less interested in him since he started criticizing Trump. That's really not the issue. The issue is that you stopped criticizing Democrats and only criticized Trump. That your criticism of Democrats has been of the, man, I just wish they were a little more enthusiastic, but aren't they nice guys, brand. And a criticism of Trump is that he's Orange Hitler. That's boring and non-comedic. Jimmy Kimmel is no longer a comedian. As my friend Guy Benson says, he's the woke pope of late night. And no one's interested in that. Here's Jimmy Kimmel whining about his lack of audience.
Does ABC ever say to you, hey, could you not just attack this side and lay off a little bit because we're going to lose those people?
There was at one time, maybe, I don't know, like right around the beginning of this whole like Trump thing where.
This is now 8 years ago?
Yeah, something like that. Maybe not quite that long ago. That was like kind of hinted at. But yeah. I said, listen, I get it. I mean, I don't disagree. I mean, you're right. I have lost half of my fan, maybe more than that. I mean, when 10 years ago, among like Republicans, I was the most popular talk show host.
Well, maybe that was because you were funny 10 years ago. Maybe that's because you used to be the kind of person who was friendly with Adam Carolla publicly, and not just like friendly, but you would actually acknowledge that Adam Carolla's perspective was decent and okay. And now you're the guy who goes out there and lectures everybody about healthcare. And this has been true. Really, the breaking point for Jimmy Kimmel is when he went on national TV and he was crying over the fact that his son had had a heart surgery. And he was suggesting that that was only possible because of Obamacare, which is not true. It is not true. And you know, using your kid as the basis for national policy is generally bad stuff, particularly for comedic hosts. I have the right to say that because my daughter was operated on by the same exact surgeon as Jimmy Kimmel's son. Okay, and I never use that as a platform for free market healthcare is the solution. It's silly. But Jimmy Kimmel's been doing this routine for years, and it's not a shock that his ratings have been consistently in decline. The same thing, by the way, happened with Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon was the most nonpartisan of late night hosts. And then he decided in about 2020 that he was going to go completely off the rails, that he had to prove to everybody just how woke he was. And everybody said, you're not funny anymore. We're not going to watch you. Stephen Colbert has also tried to claim this mantle. So you have three people all competing for the same narrow slice of audience and cannibalizing one another. Remember, Jay Leno used to draw big ratings because he was reliably nonpartisan. Johnny Carson refused to say who he voted for, even though he was a Democrat. Stephen Colbert has become so unfunny that he's now just a propaganda outlet on behalf of the Democrats. So last week, for example, Stephen Colbert was quoting Michigan GOP gubernatorial nominee Tudor Dixon. And Tudor Dixon had claimed that there was a person who was complaining about sexually explicit books at the library. And Colbert said she made this person totally up, except that the guy exists. So here is Stephen Colbert claiming that Dixon made up a story about a voter. That is a lie, that the voter is a human.
Dixon's not the only one worried about this issue. So is this guy she totally made up.
I had a gentleman come up to me just a few nights ago, and he said, I found content in my school library describing how to have sex to my son. I went to the Democrats, and I said, I cannot believe that this is in there.
Okay. Fine. That happened.
But the man does exist, and Dixon's story was, in fact, real.
Along with two parents, concerned parents, who stood up and speak freely against these sexually explicit books and titles. I have five kids, and I've been living with them for the last 19 years. Thank you for being a mother. I am along with hundreds, maybe thousands of people in Durban who are ready for the red tsunami to come back.
Okay, that guy's name is Khalil Othman. He's a real human. He also is a person of minority background. So imagine if there was a right-wing host who denied that there was a story that was told by a Democratic candidate. The person wasn't real, so it was said the person wasn't real. And a person was real and turned out was a minority person. That would be like a national story about bad media coverage and how terrible it, how could people even question this sort of stuff. Stephen Colbert does it, and it's like barely a headline, like a little bit of a headline, maybe like a little tiny bit. He's a Muslim American, by the way. This is one of the great ironies of this particular election cycle, is the Democrats are now, because they have shifted so far to the left socially, in the business of yelling at Muslims. Because it turns out that many Muslims are not socially left-wing. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Many Muslims actually, up until about 2001, right, after September 11th, the Muslim vote was actually moving pretty heavily in the Republican direction. That's going to happen again. It turns out that Muslims in the United States are much more moderate in terms of foreign policy and in terms of sort of radical belief systems than Muslims in other countries. And it turns out they're still socially conservative. So when the Democratic Party makes itself the party of atheistic radical gender ideology, it's going to have some costs with Hispanics, with blacks, with Muslims, with a lot of groups out there that right now the Democratic Party is just taking for granted. But on a broader level, the lack of comedy in the comedy world is killing itself, and now they're whining about it. This is why there's an entire article the other day in the New York Times about, oh my God, Trevor Noah is going away and being replaced by Ben Shapiro and Joe Rogan. Well, I mean, on a purely objective level, I have a feeling that people like this show and don't like Trevor Noah because Trevor Noah stopped fulfilling the promise that he made to his audience, which was to be funny first. Funny first was the promise. See, on my show, politics first is the promise. And there will be some funny along the way, but it's going to be political, and there's going to be some serious stuff. The ratio of funny to serious on the show, serious is like, I don't know, 80% and 20% is funny. Rogan, on his show, it's kind of the same. He has national comedy specials, which are supposed to be funny. And then he's got a show, and his show is mostly serious. The problem is, all of these comedians promised one thing, and they delivered their audience another, and then when the audience is disappointed, they're like, why isn't the audience more tolerant of my shift into Edward R. Murrow land? Because you didn't pitch yourself that way. You're not qualified for that. Jimmy Kimmel is a dude who used to bounce on trampolines with ladies with big boobs. But stop pretending that Jimmy Kimmel is some sort of great scion from on high, bequeathing us levels of political knowledge heretofore unseen in American politics. I mean, like, Stephen Colbert was a correspondent for Jon Stewart making dumb jokes while wearing a raincoat. This is like what these people were. He made his living just making fun of Bill O'Reilly for 5 years. And the notion that these people are serious political commentators and should be both respected as such, but also we shouldn't call on them to actually just move into that lane. They're actually comedians. Why aren't you laughing? Why aren't you laughing? We have to redefine comedy in order to make room for the fact that the entire comedic left has lost the comedy. When you can't laugh at your own people, when you can't laugh at both sides, you're not a comedian. You're a partisan hack. And that's what these folks have become. Meanwhile, there is a controversy brewing over at Twitter. So Elon Musk woke up this morning, basically fired everybody, which I got to say is hilarious. They had more employees than they needed. Twitter had something like 6,500 employees, which is insane. What do all those people do all day? I mean, aside from drinking lattes and going to the massage room, what exactly do they do over there? Many of them woke up to find that their emails had been blocked and they were done. Musk is taking over with a small cadre of people, and a lot of the advertisers are freaking out. They're freaking out because what they're afraid of is the secondary boycotts. What they're afraid of is that somebody will screen cap an ad for Cheerios, and that ad for Cheerios will appear next to an uncleared post on Twitter that involves the N-word or something. And so if Twitter is more unregulated, then advertisers are more afraid. It's not a safe buy environment. This is their shtick. According to the Wall Street Journal, some advertisers are concerned Musk could scale back content moderation, which they worry would lead to an increase in objectionable content on the platform. Others are temporarily halting their ads because of uncertainty at the company as top executives exit, and Musk considers a raft of changes. Representatives for General Mills and Audi of America confirmed the companies have paused Twitter ads. As always, we will continue to monitor this new direction and evaluate our marketing spend, said a spokeswoman for General Mills, whose brands include Cheerios, Bisquick, and Häagen-Dazs. Our Twitter rep did not respond to a request for comment. That's not exactly a shock. Whenever there is a sort of radical change in the nature of a business, advertisers tend to get a little scared. Many other companies are doing the same. An executive at one major ad agency said about 20 of its clients had temporarily paused Twitter spending. Ad buyers say the platform isn't considered a must-buy for many advertisers, with far larger budgets going to tech giants like Alphabet, Inc.'s Google, and Meta platforms, and that pausing makes sense during the bumpy transition under Musk. This is going to be treated, of course, as though Musk is doing something deeply wrong by opening up the spigots on other information. That's not right. It's just advertisers are always afraid of roiling waters. There are a lot of roiled waters at Twitter. In 3 months, they'll all be coming back. Musk has been working to reassure advertisers, both publicly and privately, the platform will remain a safe place for brands. Since tweeting last week, Twitter cannot become a free-for-all hellscape. The billionaire has participated in several meetings and video calls with some of the world's largest ad companies and blue-chip advertisers, according to ad executives. He promised to rid the platform of bots and add community management tools, according to people. Now, there's some people on the right who are very critical of Musk, and they think that Musk is now going to essentially re-implement the same sort of closed-down regime that the old Twitter bosses had. I don't think that's correct. But it isn't correct that Musk is just going to treat Twitter like a Reddit thread. He's not just going to let anything go because, again, he is a private company. He's not saying there's no Overton window. He's just saying the Overton window is a lot broader than the Overton window that was allowed before by the Twitter content moderators who decided that noticing the biological reality of sex was a serious problem. Musk is also attempting to shift away from advertisers entirely. This is why he's pointing at this sort of $8 a month subscription program for Twitter. In a meeting with advertisers, he said subscribers would see fewer ads. The goal here is to move towards subscriptions. This, by the way, is a model in a lot of businesses right now because the ad business is so reliant, obviously, on the success of the underlying companies. In a recession, ad dollars sometimes drop. So Musk is trying to move toward direct subscriptions. That, of course, is not a shock. We'll get to more on this in just 1 second. First, the kids are back in school. The chaos of summer travel has now come to an end. But for many of us, fall can also be a super busy time. It is for me. We're talking work, school, sports, clubs, etc. You might find yourself away from home more often than not, which is why I team up with Ring to keep my home safe. With Ring security products, you can rest assured your home and family will be safe when you're not there. The Ring doorbell notifies you when guests or packages arrive. Working parents can even watch from the office to make sure their kids get off the school bus safely. Ring's indoor cams, they're a great way to keep an eye on kids and pets when you're not there. Ring alarm will alert you if any motion is detected while the house is empty. Now, I use Ring. It makes me feel safe. Whenever I'm not home, I know what's going on with the baby. I know what's going on with my wife. I know what's going on my property, which matters a lot to me. Head on over to ring.com/collections/offers. Find out how you can live a little more stress-free this season with a Ring product that's right for you. That's ring.com/collections/offers. I feel safer because I have Ring devices all over my house. You will feel safer as well. Head on over to ring.com/collections/offers and find out how you can upgrade security at your place. Alrighty, coming up, cognitive dissonance. It's a very difficult thing in politics where you can hold two conflicting ideas at once. Now, Liz Cheney can't do it. It's the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's fall, y'all, and Black Bear Diner wants to make sure you lean into pumpkin spice season. Sip on a pumpkin cold brew made with our deliciously smooth and full-bodied coffee blend to spice up in the afternoon or top off your next dinner with a slice of creamy pumpkin cheesecake. Start your day with pumpkin as well. Ask for pumpkin spice in your ever-popular sweet cream pancakes. We'll drizzle on some pumpkin spice sauce, add a dollop of whipped cream, and call it breakfast. Visit Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Building on our foundational promise to educate ministers and missionaries, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between, we make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You get to enjoy a free beverage with free Wi-Fi and earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that is a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palisadro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All 3 locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So Liz Cheney is not capable of cognitive dissonance. It is amazing. One of the things that is amazing in politics is the absolute lack of ability to operate within cognitive dissonance. You see this in politics all the time. People are unable to say 2 things at once, just unable to do it. So a lot of people are unable on the right side of the aisle to say, don't like the stuff that Donald Trump tweets, don't like Donald Trump's personality, don't like a lot of things about Donald Trump, love his policies, therefore I voted for him. Very difficult for people to say that. And on the left, you see the same thing. They won't say, I like Joe Biden's policies, I just think that Joe Biden is not alive anymore. And they can't handle the cognitive dissonance. And this is why you see so many politicians who are absolutely unable to simply stick in the middle of the road, even on issues where they don't have to. So a great case in point of this is Liz Cheney. So Liz Cheney went from, I am a strong Republican who just doesn't like many of the things Donald Trump is doing, to, I am a strong Republican who wishes to see Donald Trump thrown out of office, to, I am a strong Republican who wishes to indict the entire Republican Party for the activities of Donald Trump, to, I am a strong Republican who loves Nancy Pelosi. That shift happened in about 37 seconds overall. The inability to hold two thoughts at once. Nancy Pelosi is a really bad Speaker of the House who has horrible priorities for the country. And also, she doesn't like Donald Trump and thinks he ought to be impeached. Like, she just can't hold that. Which is, of course, why she's not going to be in Congress. She lost her primary in Wyoming. Here was Liz Cheney praising Nancy Pelosi to the skies yesterday.
And I want to say a word about Speaker Pelosi. I did not really know her before I began work on the January 6th committee. I'm not sure if I had ever spoken to her, actually. But since I have been on the committee, and I say this, everyone knows, you know, she is a liberal from San Francisco. I'm a conservative from Wyoming. There are many, many issues, maybe most issues on which we disagree. I think that she is a tremendous leader. I've watched her up close. She's a leader of historic consequence.
It's so tiresome. Why can't you just say nothing bad should have happened to Paul Pelosi? Nancy Pelosi is a bad Speaker of the House who has bad priorities. Why can't we hold those two things in our minds at once? Everything's either all good or all bad all the time. It was Liz Cheney's inability to hold two thoughts at once that leads to her not being in Congress anymore. Everybody is blaming, oh, Republicans, they're all in Trump's pocket, all the rest of it. Maybe it's that Republicans got tired of Liz Cheney basically just becoming a Democratic mouthpiece. That's what actually happened. By the way, I am a case in point of this tiredness with Liz Cheney. When Liz Cheney first went after Donald Trump in the aftermath of January 6th, and there was an attempt to strip her of her committees, Kevin McCarthy stood by her. And I also said, she can disagree with me on impeachment, and that doesn't mean that she's going to be a bad Republican. And then, of course, she became a bad Republican who decided to smear the entire Republican Party with January 6th. And now she's out there talking about the wonders of Nancy Pelosi. Amazing stuff right there. And meanwhile, there's some brand new polls that are being dumped very, very late. Some of these polls are showing movement in favor of the Democrats. It is sort of hard to tell where these races are at this point. A lot of pollsters will sort of shift and they will move in an attempt to sort of hedge their bets. So if they go too far in the Republican direction, then they will shift to avoid the implication that the Republican is going to win. They'll kind of move the other way. And you're seeing this happen in a lot of the polling right now. You're seeing pollsters sort of try to hedge their bets because they don't know which way it's going to go, and they know they're going to be blamed if they predict one thing and the other thing happens. This is why, for example, the polling data in Arizona currently has a statistical tie, essentially, between Mark Kelly and Blake Masters. That is the easiest thing for everyone. It is super simple to claim that you didn't get it wrong if you say it's a statistical tie. Same thing happening in Pennsylvania, where it's a statistical tie. There are five polls in the last week showing that Oz is up in four of them. But in one, the Marist poll, Fetterman is up by six. So basically that one is margin of error. All these pollsters are now in the last days attempting to hedge their bets. This is also happening in the 538 analysis, by the way. 538 now says that Republicans have a 55% shot to win the Senate. Now, it's important to remember here, for those who don't understand how percentages work, 55% shot does not mean 100% shot. People tend to think, well, at 49% shot, Republicans were going to take the Senate. This means they'll definitely lose the Senate. At 51%, that means they'll definitely take the Senate. No, it means that if you run the simulation 100 times, Republicans win in 55 of them, but in 45, Democrats win. So, you know, pretending that this thing is a surefire bet for Republicans is wrong. However, is the momentum with the Republicans? Absolutely. The momentum is with the Republicans, and this is why Democrats are spending heavily in blue areas, why Republicans are spending almost nothing in red areas. And, you know, again, it's going to be fascinating to see what happens because so many of these races are apparently close. It feels like the momentum is moving all in one direction. With that said, a lot of these polls are still extraordinarily close. So if there's a polling error in the other direction, theoretically, the red wave could founder. I will say one thing that's going to be very dangerous for the country. There's a widespread perception that Republicans are going to kick ass in the House and that they are likely to take the Senate at this point. If suddenly this turns into a wipeout in favor of Democrats, if you're worried about election denial and you're worried about people not trusting the results of elections, if people go to bed on Tuesday night thinking the Republicans have won, and by Wednesday morning, Democrats have picked up a bunch of seats and the red wave has foundered on the rocks, there's going to be a lot of discontent in this country, and it's going to be driven by a lot of the media coverage of what's going on so far, as well as a lot of uncertainty about how votes are even tabulated in states like Pennsylvania, which takes like days and days and days to tabulate the votes in an unprofessional manner. Alrighty, coming up, there was a new world order that was supposed to emerge in the aftermath of the Cold War. Now it's falling apart. We'll get into the details. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
When Black Bear Diner first opened, they filled the largest platters they could find. Not much has changed. Their legacy of huge portions continues today. And they've just introduced new diner deals. 6 new dinner combos and new home-style side choices. Baby back ribs and tri-tip, chicken strips and tri-tip, chicken Alfredo, chicken and pesto, ribs and shrimp, and cod and shrimp. There is always plenty for your paws at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
November is National Gratitude Month, a time to celebrate and give thanks. The folks at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive want to thank you, their customers, for being the most important part of their business. Whether you need a new paint job or repair, Mako has you covered. Thanking you this holiday season. Michelle, Jerry, and the team at Mako Collision Repair and Auto Painting Center at 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh, better call Mako for your free estimate at 530-226-0992. That's 530-226-0992.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift-giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift-giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Zero.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So remember that new world order that was supposed to arise after the fall of communism? Yeah, that didn't last for all that long, actually. One of the most fascinating things that's happening globally is the fall of sort of the post-Cold War order. Fascinating article from the Wall Street Journal called The Messy Unwinding of the New World Order in Charts. The post-Cold War order promised a globe stitched together by markets and cooperation among nations. That system has fallen into disorder and left the world with rising inflation, trade conflict, military confrontation, and gnarled supply chains. This, of course, is exactly right. The sort of promise of the post-Cold War or Cold War order, which was that there was going to be massive globalization, interconnection between peoples, that capitalism was going to be the wave of the future, that was going to overtake all countries, and sort of differences between countries, culturally and governmentally, were going to be obliterated. That's false. And it didn't happen. And not only that, it is now resulting in a revival of nationalistic fervor, which was completely predictable because, as it turns out, human beings do not like to organize themselves in the giant brotherhood of man. It's a utopian ideal that has never existed anywhere, nor will it ever exist. When the kingdom of God arrives, by whatever religious mechanism, maybe then we can talk about the brotherhood of man. But the reality is that the nation state is, in fact, the way that people choose to organize themselves. And that's at the largest level of abstraction. There's no such thing as an international organization that has ever been wildly, wildly successful, including all the countries. It doesn't work that way. Human beings have their predominant mode of loyalty to their families, the little platoons, as Edmund Burke said. Then they have predominant loyalty to their local communities because they know their neighbors and they like their neighbors, which is why they choose to live there. Then they have predominant loyalty to their cities or to their rural areas and then to their state. And at the very largest level of abstraction, maybe they have loyalty to their country. But once you get beyond that, the idea that you have loyalty to sort of broad principles of global citizenship, not true. This has been a hallmark of a lot of utopian thought for a very long time, and it's very dangerous because if you are a universalist utopian, you tend to also believe that you can cram down those values on anybody and everybody at a certain point. And if you don't use force, then what ends up happening is exactly what we're seeing happening right now, refragmentation. And the wonderful thing, I would say, at least about free market universalism, is that if it doesn't work, the consequences aren't typically war. The consequences are typically people disengaging from that entire system. And that's what you're seeing right now on a market side. If you had a universalistic non-market ideology, say communism, then war would be the result of an attempt to take over a country that doesn't want it. When market fails, people just get left out of the market. With that said, the revival of reality when it comes to foreign policy and the recognition that supply chains are going to have to be relocated in countries that actually are friendly to the United States, that is a much better way of thinking about things. There's a great book that I've been reading called Chip War, all about the locations of supply chains with regard to microchips. One of the big mistakes of the 2000-2010s was the idea that we could make ourselves dependent on parts of the supply chain being in China. Now, the truth is that Taiwan, like the government of Taiwan, deliberately went out of its way to build a massive microchip manufacturing sector. Like all the sophisticated microchips, over 90% of them are made in Taiwan. And they did that specifically because they wished to draw closer to the West and protect themselves against the Chinese, which is the real reason. It's not just ideological, it's the real reason why the West is so invested in China not taking Taiwan, because it would completely destroy the world economy if China were to take Taiwan. This is why the United States, by the way, attempted to sort of block in China by backing the Japanese tech sector in the 1960s, 70s, and 80s, because the idea was that we were going to make alliances via markets. And then in the 2000s and 2010s, we got very stupid. We decided that we were going to make friends with the Chinese by allowing them to engage in the world economy to the point where there were actual sensitive data, there were actual sensitive manufacturing lines that were located in China. We saw this breakdown during COVID. when all of a sudden medicines that we needed in the United States were only manufactured in China because it was cheaper to manufacture them over in China. We didn't take account of national security. Well, now all of this is breaking down. As the Wall Street Journal points out, world trade as a percentage of global GDP went from 37% in 1990, which is the very tail end of the Cold War, to 59% in 2007. Bank loans started to move across borders. 27% in 1990, 56% in 2007. Military spending as a percentage of GDP declined radically from 1990 to 2001, from 5.6% to 3.1% of global GDP. You know, all of this suggests that basically until 2007, the globalization prospects were moving forward apace. And then things started to reverse themselves. So in 2007, with the first giant financial crash that we've seen in quite a while in the United States, bank loans to borrowers in other countries dropped from 56% to 36% today. World trade as a percentage of GDP has held somewhat steady, but is now down to 52% as of 2020. Supply chains are breaking down. For example, says the Wall Street Journal, furniture is one window into how supply chains work. Starting in the early 2000s, Russia became the chief supplier of wood and wood products exported to China. In turn, China became the world's factory floor. U.S. furniture imports from China by dollar value peaked in the financial crisis. Then they dropped sharply after former President Donald Trump imposed tariffs on Chinese goods, down to about 33% of furniture imports in the United States were from China in 2021, as opposed to 50% in 2009. The imports pushed down costs for American consumers. They also drove down jobs for U.S. workers in the industry, which was a source of global tension. But the reality is that that was due to a couple of factors. One, there should be global tension with countries that have values entirely different from ours. China is a communist dictatorship. It is a fascistic country. We shouldn't be dependent on them for our product. It is one thing to manufacture product in Singapore or Vietnam, even, or Malaysia. It is another thing to manufacture product in China. Alrighty, we'll get to more on this in 1 second. First, let's talk about a simple fact. We will all die. That's a depressing thought, but you could be walking down the street and suddenly an alligator is just hurled from the bushes at you. And next thing you know, you're battling off that alligator and thinking back to this very moment, listening to this very ad for Policy Genius and thinking, man, I really should have listened to Shapiro and gotten that life insurance. Policy Genius is the smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes with top companies, so you don't pay a cent more than you have to for that coverage. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance because, again, they work for you. There are no personal fees. All your personal info is kept private. It's no wonder these guys have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. So your loved ones deserve the financial safety net provided by life insurance. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. The Wall Street Journal says global integration had benefits, but as stresses mounted, the tools of integration became a means of confrontation. The new order helped to reduce global poverty because it brought work to low-wage countries like China. And low-cost labor and global integration drove down inflation. But as China became a manufacturing juggernaut, U.S. jobs felt the impact in furniture and beyond. Manufacturing jobs dropped from 16% of the American non-farm payroll in January 1990 to 8.4%, like a cut in half, to August 2022. Maybe that was always the result of over-unionization and too high labor costs in the United States. The U.S. used tariffs to punish China and other trade partners for what it called unfair trade, and then China, of course, retaliated. But again, all of that was necessary because China does cheat when it comes to trade. Financial integration became a weapon of war through the use of sanctions, which have surged after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Global supply chains became stressed. U.S. firms began shifting activity from China to Vietnam, India, Thailand, and other Asian nations. Now, a lot of people are seeing this as a bad thing. It actually is a good thing. It is a good thing that we are seeing a reshift away from dependence on countries that hate our guts. The baseline notion that free economics was ever going to sort of generate free governments in these places, that was always a high benefit to free economics at the very top of the system. And you never have to allow that benefit to flow down to the people to the extent that they actually call for serious change at the top level of the regime. According to the Wall Street Journal, increasingly adversarial U.S.-China relations are in for their next test as the two governments try to arrange a summit between President Biden and Chinese leader Xi Jinping later this month. Always very fraught when Joe Biden goes abroad and talks with foreign leaders because, I mean, the guy is not all there. Senior officials and aides have been wrangling over whether the leaders will meet around the Group of 20 summit of major economies in Indonesia in mid-November. The meeting will be their first face-to-face since Biden's election. People briefed on the discussions said that Chinese officials have only recently re-engaged after ill feelings over the leader's last exchange. In a July phone call, Xi asked Biden to stop House Speaker Nancy Pelosi from visiting Taiwan. Biden declined. He deferred to Congress's independence. After Pelosi's visit, Beijing conducted large-scale military drills in response. The Biden administration imposed drastic new controls on semiconductor exports aimed at undermining China's ambition to become a tech powerhouse. Now, honestly, Biden's policy toward China has not been all that bad. And limiting the amount of tech that can flow into China is something that Donald Trump did, and Joe Biden has followed up on that. It's one of the areas of continuity in American government is the new realization that China is indeed a threat, that they steal tech at a high level, and that integrating them into a globalized economy is actually not particularly good for the United States. The meeting is still supposed to happen, regardless of whether they meet. Former officials and foreign affairs specialists said trend lines in relations still point downward as Washington and Beijing intensify their rivalry for global influence, military dominance, and command of new technologies. Susan Thornton is a former senior State Department official, now at Yale Law School, said, "We can't find the floor as to how low the relationship is going at the moment. Times are very uncertain. We need to have leaders who will meet, who will talk, who will meet that low bar expectation." Now, the question is going to be where exactly agreement takes place. Boxing China in via bilateral trade arrangements in the East Asian sector is going to be very, very important. So is building up the United States Navy, because there is no substitute for the possibility of serious use of power if all else fails. Midterm elections in the United States are projected to hand control of the House to Republicans, likely affirming a view among Chinese officials since the Pelosi trip that Congress, not the White House, is driving China policy. Meanwhile, a Communist Party conclave last month extended Xi's rule. I still think that people are dramatically underestimating the possibility that China just goes for it over Taiwan while Biden is president. Because if a Republican takes over, then China's got to know that the United States is going to radically rebuild its military in dramatically new ways. And by the way, America's military tech is so much better than Chinese military tech, it's not close. China keeps bragging about its military prowess. China is not ready for a war with the United States. We don't want a war with anybody. We don't want a war with China. We don't want a war with Russia. We don't want these wars, okay? That's not something the United States ought to seek. The whole point is that we have such technical superiority to the Chinese that even a battle over Taiwan, which is only 100 miles across the Taiwan Strait, even a battle with China over that, the United States could theoretically win that battle. Now, is that a battle we want to fight? No, but that is exactly why you deter them from doing it in the first place. The two sides haven't staged a full-on summit with one side hosting the other side since the first year of the Trump administration. President Trump entertained Xi at Mar-a-Lago in 2017. The Chinese leader returned the favor at the Forbidden City, the former Imperial Palace in Beijing. Meetings since have been either virtual or in connection with other international gatherings. Earlier in the summer, Chinese officials talked about the opportunity a G20 summit presented for Biden and Xi to set relations on a better course. But the Pelosi visit obviously sort of raised tensions. And as I said about the Pelosi visit, ideologically, she ain't wrong. The question is whether it is smart geopolitically. I didn't see any particular benefit to the Taiwan visit. It seemed to drive up tensions for no apparent reason, especially when the United States was not making clear exactly what it would do in case of an invasion of Taiwan. Joe Biden keeps kind of saying, playing footsie with this. We'll retaliate. We won't retaliate. We'll get involved militarily. We won't. But bottom line is this. Prepare for war so that you can have peace is a good rule of foreign policy. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Republican feelings seem to be changing on Ukraine. Is that really because they're anti-Ukraine or mainly because Biden has no plan? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
If If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back. This is Ben Shapiro Show. So, Republicans seem increasingly likely to want to withdraw some aid from Ukraine, or at least look for some sort of exit plan. According to the Wall Street Journal, a majority of Americans support continuing to aid Ukraine in what will likely be a prolonged war with Russia. Support is becoming a partisan issue as Republican opposition grows to helping the country, according to a new Wall Street Journal poll. Military and financial aid to Ukraine has emerged as one of the many political flashpoints days before a midterm election in which control of Congress is at stake. The continuing flow of aid is falling out of favor with some Republicans in the House who say they struggle to justify the overseas spending amid domestic concerns, including high inflation and economic uncertainty. Now, again, I don't think that the real issue here is the spending in Ukraine. I think the real issue here is, what is the incentive structure for there to be an off-ramp so this thing ends? What is America's interest in this region? As I've said before, America has a few interests. One, degrading the Russian military is in the strategic interest of the United States. We don't have to pretend otherwise. Two, making sure that Ukraine is protected against invasion of its borders in the future. That is an American interest. Three, reorientation of Europe away from Russia and China is in America's interest. All three of those things have already happened. So the question now becomes, how do we guarantee an outcome that prevents Vladimir Putin from unleashing a battlefield nuclear weapon? And also, the United States does not know what comes next if Putin falls. There's always this opinion in America that when a bad regime falls, what comes next is good. And in some cases, that's true. If the Iranian regime were to fall right now, what would replace it is likely to be a better regime. Percentage-wise, it is likely to be a better regime. In Russia, that is not necessarily the case. There are no organized powers in Russia that have been allowed for 20 years that are capable of picking up the reins and making Russia a better place. The people likely to replace Putin are probably from the military or directly from the GRU. So there are a lot of unknown unknowns when it comes to Russia. Some 30% of respondents overall said in the new survey they believe the administration is doing too much to help Ukraine. That is up from 6% in a March journal poll. I don't think that's about believing that we're doing too much to help Ukraine. I think it's that the administration has expressed no exit plan. 48% of Republicans now say the U.S. is doing too much, up from 6% in the previous survey. Now, that is not because of the dominance of the nationalist wing of the Republican Party or anything like that. It's because Joe Biden has expressed no actual plan here. Joe Biden has not actually shown how precisely this war ends, and he has no plan to end it. In a separate question that wasn't asked in the previous journal surveys, 57% of poll respondents said they favor sending additional financial aid to Ukraine to support the war effort. 37% said they opposed it. Among respondents, 81% of Democrats said they supported additional financial aid for Ukraine. Only 35% of Republicans and 45% of independents said the same. By the way, that is an amazing number from Democrats, mainly because Democrats always portrayed themselves as the party of don't spend the money abroad, spend it here at home. Democrats were always the party of America is a nefarious force in the world. Suddenly, they're all flying Ukraine flags on their balconies and putting it in their Twitter profiles. You have to wonder why, and the answer is only, I think, political partisanship. If this has happened under Donald Trump, is there any chance that Democrats would be supporting the war in Ukraine? Partisanship is a hell of a drug, man. Kelly Carpenter, a 54-year-old Republican accounts payable specialist from Missouri, said Ukraine needs to fight their own battle. We should have stayed out of it. We have so much going on here. We need to take care of our people in this country. Again, I think that's the easy way out when it comes to foreign policy. But the notion that Biden has no plan and no intention of actually coming to a conclusion here, and we're just going to have an open-ended commitment that far outstrips any other foreign aid commitment we have on planet Earth, like by a wide margin, that is not a misplaced concern. Even Eric Ramos, a Democrat from Austin, said while he supports continued aid for Ukraine, issues directly affecting the homeland should take priority. The Biden administration has provided almost $18 billion in security assistance to Ukraine since Russia launched its invasion in February. And now the Ukrainians want the West to provide an immediate economic relief package of another $17 billion. Many Republicans in the House are questioning whether the money would better be spent combating China or tackling economic problems facing the United States. And the real question is, have we achieved our interests here? And if we have, what is the off path? Joe Biden has expressed no off-ramp here. And when he says, well, you know, let the Ukrainians do what the Ukrainians are going to do, the bigger issue here is what is America's interest? Because we are the ones who are cutting the checks right now. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is just out there saying weird stuff. So Joe Biden yesterday, he was at a rally, and he said, we are going to free Iran. I mean, if he has a plan, I'd love to hear it. I'd love for the Iranian regime to fall. The mullahs are the worst threat to world security outside of China and Russia. The mullahs have been promoting external terrorism for decades on end. I just don't know, is this one that the White House is going to walk back? Joe Biden even tries to walk it back in the middle of the speech. He's like, we're going to free Iran. Well, they're going to free themselves.
Well, they're going to, well, Matlock.
What sort of support can we provide to the Iran? Whatever support we can provide, we should provide. If the Iranian regime were to fall, that would be an amazing thing. Those protests are ongoing, by the way. It is an incredible display of bravery on the part of the Iranian people. So Biden's vow that Iran will be free, I don't know exactly what that means. And also, it should give the lie to the idea that it was ever a good idea for him to negotiate directly with the Iranian government for a nuclear deal. Circumstances have cut dead a lot of Joe Biden's foreign policy mistakes. The one area where Joe Biden had free reign over foreign policy was Afghanistan, full-scale disaster. Every other area, he's basically being constrained by events in ways that are positive for the United States. Joe Biden wished to pursue a deal using the execrable Robert Malley as his go-between with the Iranians on their nuclear weapons program. And then circumstances intervened because Russia invaded Ukraine, Iran supported Russia, and now it became untenable for the United States to cut a deal with Russia that would give them money that would then flow over to Russia. So, good. I mean, that was foreign policy circumstance. Joe Biden might have wanted a rapprochement with China. China does not want a rapprochement with the United States. And that means that Biden has been forestalled in his attempts to sort of curry favor with the Chinese. In Ukraine itself, Biden may have wanted a reset with the Russians, but the Russians weren't willing to give it. As soon as they invaded Ukraine, circumstances made themselves clear. And Joe Biden sort of kind of messed around. He was shilly-shallying over there. And meanwhile, the Ukrainians fought valiantly and basically had to drag Biden kicking and screaming along with the Europeans into their corner. So Joe Biden has been hamstrung by events. As I say before, this is the amazing thing about Biden's presidency. It's a giant failure, despite the fact that fate conspires to keep actually handing him victories. You know, he inherited a working vaccine with regard to preventing death and serious illness among old people. He was handed an economy that was going to recover. He was handed fostering peace in the Middle East. He was handed a China that had been largely boxed in. He was handed a Russia that was on the ropes. And he somehow turned all of that into failure. But circumstances keep conspiring to give him opportunities. So all he has to do is just stop. That's all he ever had to do. The fact that Joe Biden has always been unable to stop himself from pursuing the dumbest particular policy at any random moment is the reason why he can't be president for much longer. And Joe Biden is, the Democrats are going to throw that guy out in his ear on Wednesday, literally Wednesday. As of Wednesday, it's going to be a full-scale disaster for Joe Biden and his administration as Democrats turn on him en masse and ask for somebody else. The bigger problem, of course, is that they have no one else to back up Joe Biden. Kamala Harris is going to have to go also. And then who are they going to bring? Pete Buttigieg? Who else is out there? Gavin Newsom from California? That bench does not exist. And by the way, half their bench is going to get wiped out on Tuesday anyway. There are a bunch of Democrats at the lower levels who are going to get wiped out. Governors, senatorial candidates. Democrats have a world of hurt coming to them, and they deserve every last bit of it. All righty, folks, we've reached the end of the show, but we'll be back here Monday with much, much more. I'm Ben Shapiro. This is The Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. House Republicans on the Judiciary Committee release a 1,000-page report outlining how the FBI and Justice Department have become politicized in recent years.
The report is set to serve as a roadmap for the oversight investigation into the politicization of federal law enforcement that Republicans will undertake should they reclaim the House majority in next week's midterm elections. The probe will be led by ranking Republican Jim Jordan, who is expected to become chairman of the Judiciary Committee if the Republicans take the House. The lengthy document details alleged FBI misconduct under President Biden and in the years leading up to his presidency. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
The Reporters Committee for Freedom of the Press will get a $145,000 settlement following a pair of lawsuits filed after an FBI agent posed as a reporter and created a fake story. The agent posing as a reporter sent a link to the fake article to a 15-year-old suspected of making bomb threats at a high school. When the teenager clicked the link, a tracking tool revealed his computer's location and helped agents confirm his identity. A week after Elon Musk takes over as owner of Twitter, there are widespread layoffs underway.
The speed and size of the job cuts have opened owner Elon Musk and Twitter to lawsuits. At least one suit alleges the company violated federal law by not providing the required notice. The company had told employees by email that they would find out by 9 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time if they had been laid off. The email did not say how many of the roughly 7,500 employees would lose their jobs. The layoffs raised grave concerns about chaos enveloping the platform as a source of reliable information just days ahead of the U.S. midterm elections. I'm Norman Hall.
Well, once again, Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett is denying an emergency attempt to block the Biden administration's student loan forgiveness program, this time from the libertarian group Pacific Legal Foundation. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at ReliefFactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com. Be the next success story.
Oh, won't you stick with me, baby? I'm going to make a lot of bread. Buy me both money and actual bread. But right now I need dough, cause my delivery truck's dead. And by dough, I mean money. Trucks don't run on bread.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but with personalized discounts that save you money, Progressive Commercial keeps you humming along. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I need more dough.
Need with an N.
I need more dough.
Need with a K.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
The Florida Bar Association investigating the assistant public defender for the Parkland school shooter. Tamara Curtis was seen on a court camera before a pretrial hearing, flipping the middle finger at the victim's families and then laughing about it with her client, Nicholas Cruz. Cruz was sentenced to life in prison after one juror refused to vote for the death penalty. Italy is closing its ports to those trying to enter the country illegally.
Italy's new government has adopted a measure formalizing the closure of its ports to rescue ships run by humanitarian groups as four vessels with more than 1,000 migrants continue to press for a safe port. Interior Minister Matteo Piantedosi said Friday that Italy will allow a German migrant rescue ship into territorial waters to evacuate minors and those with medical emergencies, but he says the ship must then return to international waters. The move formalizes Italy's intention to close its ports to the NGO ships. Keith Peters reporting.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Tasia Stevens. Volkswagen is recalling thousands of vehicles.
The problem is the tire pressure monitoring systems. They may not detect sudden air loss in all four tires at the same time. The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration says this increases the risk of a crash. The vehicles being recalled include some 2019 Tiguans and Audi Q3 and A3 vehicles. Also covered are some 2019 and 2020 Jetta, Golf, Atlas, and Audi A3 models, and some late model Atlas Cross Sport and Atlas vehicles. I'm Rita Foley.
Texas feeling the effects of severe weather that moved through the state Friday afternoon. Several tornadoes were reported. A lot of the damage was east of Dallas. A transition's coming this weekend across most of the country. Daylight saving time is out. Standard time is in this weekend. Begins at 2 a.m. local time Sunday. It lasts till March 12th. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey, and welcome. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. Well, Democrats are expecting an absolute drubbing on Tuesday. According to the Washington Post, Democrats across the country scrambled Thursday to bolster candidates in places President Biden carried safely in 2020, the latest sign of panic that they could face major losses in next week's midterm elections. Vice President Harris, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, held a joint rally in an effort to rescue New York Governor Kathy Hochul, which is just, I'm sorry, insane. For a few reasons. One, Kathy Hochul is the governor of New York. New York is a blue state. New York has not had a Republican governor since 2006. It is now 2022. It's a long time. And the people you are sending to rescue her are Vice President Kamala Harris, the worst politician in the history of humanity, and Hillary Clinton, the second worst politician in the history of humanity. If you were looking for charm between the two of them, you'd be better off searching for life on the moon. That is not actually going to work. Biden, meanwhile, traveled to New Mexico and Southern California to support vulnerable Democratic incumbents, bypassing Arizona and Nevada, where officials are actually afraid that if he arrives, he's going to drive the Democratic vote down because no one wants Joe Biden within 300 miles of an actual competitive race. Biden and Harris are going to go to Illinois. They're going to Illinois. Illinois is about as deep blue as it gets. Democrats are in serious trouble, and they know it. According to the Washington Post, as Republicans have focused on inflation and crime to go on offense in Democratic territory over the past month, competing in traditionally blue districts in California, Oregon, New York, Illinois, and elsewhere, there's a growing sense among Democrats there's little they can do at this point to combat the combined forces of history and economics. Well, I mean, it would be a combo. History, economics, and your own failures on everything, including social radicalism on everything from racial equity to transing the children. The fact is, the priorities of the Democratic Party do not match the priorities of the United States of America right now. And the policies they have implemented are not popular because they are not good. Joel Payne, Democratic strategist, says there's a general malaise that's hanging over the country. What you're seeing is an angry electorate that keeps kicking the people in charge out. They did it in 2016. They did it in 2018. They did it in 2020. If things hold to what it's looking like, they're probably going to do it again in 2022. Well, that's not quite right. I mean, the fact is that in 2020, Republicans actually did much better than expected in the House of Representatives. It's just that President Trump didn't do as well as he wanted to at the top of the ticket. But it's actually Democratic governance that is getting them to this point. While many Democrats have privately believed for months Republicans were likely to take the House, they've expressed increasing fears in recent days voters could hand the GOP a significant majority, an outcome that would amount to a major rebuke of the party in power. Right now, the Real Clear Politics polling average, by the way, puts Republicans as likely to pick up at least 32 seats. That would be the average outcome. My guess is they're going to pick up closer to 40. There are a lot of vulnerable Democrats right now because, again, the conditions for the Democrats are really, really bad. And there are a few early bellwethers you're going to be able to look at to determine whether this is a wipeout for Democrats or whether it's just sort of a mild ripple against the Democrats come Tuesday night. Karl Rove has a good piece over at the Wall Street Journal looking at which races are the bellwether races for you to look at as the early returns come in. At 7:30 p.m., North Carolina and Ohio polls close. Republicans have to win both Senate races. So Karl Rove says he's going to compare Tuesday's returns with 2020's totals. At 8 p.m., voting ends in 16 states, parts of five others, and D.C. Pennsylvania could decide the Senate, but it's going to take a long time for those votes to come in. Florida counts super fast. The polls close at 8 p.m. If Governor Ron DeSantis ends up with a double-digit lead in that race over Charlie Crist, if Marco Rubio ends up blowing out Val Demings, we're going to know that real fast. And we're also going to know very quickly whether that is a bellwether for a bigger Republican night. New Hampshire closes fairly early. And if that New Hampshire, there are a few districts there that trend Democrat, but if they start trending Republican early on, you can tell really fast whether this is going to be a red wave. If Don Baldock is really competitive against Maggie Hassan, as the polls suggest right now, or if he is even in the lead against Maggie Hassan, that would bespeak the possibility of a red wave. The reason we're talking about this is because as the night develops, there's going to be a tendency to follow the vote totals sort of across the spectrum, meaning a lot of the big races are happening on the West Coast, or at least in the western half of the country, places like Arizona, places like Nevada. And so it's going to be a while before we actually know what happens in those races. So you're looking for sort of the early indicators as to what the night is going to be. As Karl Rove says, a blockbuster group of states close at 9 p.m., perhaps settling the Senate's fate. If the GOP keeps Wisconsin Ron Johnson, it's hard to see Democrats getting above 50 seats. Blake Masters' fate in his Senate race in Arizona could well depend on Carrie Lake's run for governor. We will also see at that hour if Republicans get a gigantic upset for New York governor. So we are going to, you know, have some pretty good indicators of where this thing is by, say, 9 or 10 p.m. Eastern time on Tuesday night. Now, as I say, Democrats are already in a sheer state of panic. Joe Biden is basically being told not to go out on the trail at all. Barack Obama is being trotted out on the trail, actually, because nobody actually wants Joe Biden anywhere near a crowd. According to the Washington Post, President Biden took the stage in Miami Gardens, Florida, the other night. More than 30 minutes tried to rally a college campus around his policies from student loan debt to prescription drug costs to hearing aid prices. Just over 2 hours later and 2,500 miles away, Biden's predecessor and one-time boss Barack Obama was rallying a different crowd in a different state. Musician John Legend was the opening act at a high school in North Las Vegas, Nevada. For 45 minutes, Obama swung between sharp "Can you believe this?" barbs at the modern Republican Party and call and response with the crowd. The headline, Obama in demand as Biden struggles to energize crowds. Again, the possibility, the laying the groundwork for Joe Biden has to go if the midterms go really badly, that is very strong right now. There's more on this in just 1 second. First, listen, it doesn't really matter what your politics are or who you voted for. Everybody should have the right to express themselves freely. Sadly, the big tech monopoly has instead opted for silencing tactics and censorship. And then they make money off your data. Well, to fight back against that, why not use ExpressVPN the way that I do? If you've ever wondered how free-to-access tech giants make all their cash, the answer is they track your searches, video history, everything you click on, and then they build a profile on you, and then they sell off all of your data to third parties. When you use ExpressVPN on your computer or phone, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding that IP address. That makes your activity much more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your network data to protect you from eavesdroppers and cybercriminals. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all of your devices. This is why ExpressVPN is rated number one by Business Insider. Revoke big tech's right to your data. Secure your internet with a VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. That's ExpressVPN.com/Ben Shapiro. Get 3 extra months for free with my exclusive link. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro right now to learn more. Meanwhile, Oprah has now joined the fray. How desperate are Democrats? They're calling out Oprah to try and help John Fetterman. In the mistaken belief that if Oprah does not endorse Mehmet Oz and endorses instead his opponent, that suddenly she's going to swing the race in Pennsylvania. You get a closed captioning service, and you get a closed captioning service, and we all get a closed captioning service. According to Politico, on Thursday, the Fetterman team landed their target. Oprah announced at a virtual get out the vote event she's supporting the Democrat in Pennsylvania's critical race for the Senate. Was anybody holding out on that one? Who in Pennsylvania was like, man, I don't know what I'm going to do in this race, but now that Oprah signed in, I'm on board. Winfrey said, I said it was up to the citizens of Pennsylvania, and of course, but I will tell you all this. If I lived in Pennsylvania, I would have already cast my vote for John Fetterman for many reasons. The comments, according to Politico, are a big deal, not only because of Winfrey's unique status among women, black people, and many other Americans, but also because she helped make Mehmet Oz famous. Okay, but that is not going to change anything in this race. That is not going to be a deciding factor in the Pennsylvania race. I'll tell you what's a bigger piece of news for the Democrats. That is that layoffs are starting to hit the tech sector in serious numbers. The tech sector, which has been inflated by the availability of easy and free credit, now it's starting to contract. According to the Wall Street Journal, the outlook for tech industry jobs worsened on Thursday. Lyft and Stripe both announced major layoffs. Amazon says it will freeze corporate hiring for months. The stream of grim news for the industry came as the Federal Reserve has moved again to raise interest rates to combat inflation, signaling greater risk that the U.S. economy is sliding into recession. Faced with that possibility, tech company executives are warning of tougher times ahead. Beth Galetti, Senior Vice President of People, Experience, and Technology at Amazon, said in a memo to employees this week, quote, "We're facing an unusual macroeconomic environment. We want to balance our hiring and investments with being thoughtful about this economy." The memo notified all of those employees of Amazon's plan to pause hiring across the corporate workforce. That includes employees in high-profile teams like Prime Video and Grocery. U.S. applications for unemployment benefits are down this fall from a summer peak and held steady at a low level this week. The Labor Department's October employment report will be released on Friday, offering the latest snapshot on the overall job market. So again, the market is starting to drop. The Democrats have no answer for this. And Joe Biden's priorities are just not what the American people's priorities are. Now, the Democrats are at the last minute attempting to swivel to your priorities are our priority. We care about inflation. We care about the it's so clear that this is not their priority and has not been their priority. But Ron Klain, whose main job is tweeting through problems over at the White House, he was appearing on MSNBC on Morning Joe, and he says that the main problem that Joe Biden is focused on is inflation, which, I mean, has Joe Biden said two words about inflation for about 4 months here? Here is Ron Klain, the chief of staff.
So the economy is growing. It is strong. It is creating jobs. Our mission here at the White House is to continue that kind of economic growth, continue the job creation, continue to move the economy forward, and to tackle the biggest problem we have in the economy right now, frankly, which is inflation. And bringing down prices of everyday things that really hit people hard. That's the number one problem right now. It's inflation, and that's the problem we're focused on.
Okay, but the problem is that if you're focused on that problem, why is inflation so high? So Hillary Clinton is out there tweeting through it as well. She says that Joe Biden has done an impressive job on inflation. And when you're trotting out Hillary Clinton as your closer, let me just mention you're about to get your asses kicked into next week. And my goodness, Hillary Clinton is your closing argument? Whew, here we go.
What I wish we could convey more effectively is that if you look at what has been accomplished in the first 2 years of the Biden presidency with the Congress working hand in hand, in fact, the work that has been done by the Democrats in helping the economy and helping people deal with what is global inflation, not just American inflation, is truly impressive. And we got to get that message across more effectively.
It's so impressive. I mean, people can feel how impressive it is, except for how it's not impressive. Then Hillary says, Republicans have no plan to do anything about inflation. Well, considering that Republicans are not the ones in power, that really is your problem. As far as whether the Republicans have a plan to do anything about inflation, the first answer would be stop spending this much money. Stop it. Stop spending this much money. Open up the floodgates when it comes to the production of oil and natural gas and bring down the price of energy. Make sure that regulations are cut so businesses can actually be effective. And this is it's not super hard stuff. There's only so much that any president can do. That's true. But there's a lot of stuff the president can not do in order to prevent inflation. It could avoid doing. This is Joe Biden's big mistake. Some of the macroeconomic conditions are, in fact, global. A lot of it has to do with the Federal Reserve. But there are certain things you didn't have to do, like throw more money into the American system than any president in the history of the United States. You could have not done that. Here's Hillary Clinton proclaiming this is all Republicans' fault or something.
It's really difficult to tell people what's going to happen in the future when, understandably, they are focused on the present. So, yes, people are worried about the cost of living. They're worried about the economy, although the Republicans have absolutely no plan to do anything about that.
Oh, man. Yeah, good luck with this particular message. Meanwhile, Karine Jean-Pierre, who is the world's worst press secretary, of course, she says, don't worry, guys, the Biden administration is not prepping for a recession. We don't see a recession on the horizon. Oh, wait, it's already here.
So, Karine, we just talked about how the Federal Reserve raising interest rates again to try to cool off inflation, but that has sparked real fears that the nation could be teetering on the edge of a recession. How will the White House prepare for that?
So want to be clear, there are no meetings or anything happening like that in preparing for a recession because, and I'll say this very clearly, and we have said this, our economic team has said this, Secretary Yellen has said this, you heard of this from the president. Look, what we're seeing right now is a strong labor market, and the reason we're seeing this strong labor market is because of the bold actions that this president has taken when you look at the economic, his economic policies.
No. I'm sorry. Ain't gonna work. We'll get to more of this in just a moment, but first a word from our partners at Noble Gold.
NobleGoldInvestments.com. Inflation is real, and the rate only seems to be going upwards. Soon, $1 million in your retirement account won't even last as long as you need it. Look, you need to store the value of your money, and you need to do it fast. The solution is NobleGoldInvestments.com. A precious metals IRA acts like a shield for inflation. Noble Gold specializes in storing the value of your wealth through gold IRAs, so they're truly a natural choice for your retirement portfolio. Act now, and with any qualified purchase, mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. You heard right. Just mention the word silver, and you'll get a 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Don't let inflation affect you or your retirement one more day. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com today. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com. Investment involves risk. Past performance is no guarantee of future results.
Hiring? You need ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology finds qualified candidates for you and invites them to apply. Try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
Alrighty, coming up, Joe Biden, he's making his closing election pitch. He says he's going to give you free money, except if those Republicans stop him or the Constitution. That terrible, terrible thing. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best. Mount Shasta spring water.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So Joe Biden, trying desperately to make the closing pitch, he says he's still going to give you free money or something. My favorite part of this particular pitch by Joe Biden is, don't worry, student loan relief isn't going to the rich. It's only going to the bottom 95%. Weird pitch. Here we go.
Over 200,000 people in New Mexico have student loans, and the average borrower in New Mexico owes just over $34,000. And my plan is going to make a real difference in lowering the monthly cost for families as well. In total, more than 40 million Americans stand to benefit from this relief. And not a dime of it will go to the top 5% incomes, period.
I love that. The top 5% incomes. Wow. It sounds pretty progressive, Mr. President. You mean that the people who earn like $140,000 a year are still going to be getting student loan relief? Is that what you mean? Meanwhile, Biden said that if Republicans win, student debt forgiveness will not go through, and it will be their fault. It's not going to go through now, dude. You declared a bunch of stuff that is not constitutional, and then you're acting as though you're surprised when the Supreme Court prepares to shoot that crap down. You don't have the ability to push that. And what pure cynicism from the President of the United States. Meanwhile, Joe Biden is suggesting that the big problem here is that Republicans are going to rein in the spending. So he's claiming that if Republicans gain power, they're going to seek to combat inflation and bring down government spending. And that's going to be a huge problem. Well, I mean, I would assume they're going to bring down government spending, because if it goes up, there won't be a country anymore. I mean, honest to God, how much more money do people think that we can spend when we have a national debt? What is the national debt now? It's been growing so fast, I can't even keep track of it at this point. The current debt clock has the national debt at over $31 trillion. Okay, so how much more money exactly are we supposed to spend here? By the way, that $31 trillion, that's about $94,000 for every single person living in the United States in national debt. That's his pitch. We need to spend more money. And now, the reality is that the Democrats are in trouble because, again, their priorities are not the American people's priorities. They're just not. There's a good piece by Tim Alberta, who used to work for National Review, then the Washington Post, and now he writes for The Atlantic sometimes, called Why Democrats Are Losing Hispanic Voters. And his basic idea is that Hispanic voters just don't have the same priorities that the Democratic Party does. Hispanics are interested in actually getting ahead in America. They're not interested in the lie that America is extraordinarily racially biased and a place of no opportunity. He says that the Hispanic population is in the United States basically to be part of the American dream. And when you keep lying to them that the American dream is not possible, then they turn away from you. Quote, over the past few years, Hispanics have begun abandoning the Democratic Party, defying generations of political patterns, causing varying degrees of panic on the left. In the 2018 midterm elections, when Democrats regained control of the House of Representatives, they won the Hispanic vote by 40 points. In 2020, Democrats carried it by 33 points. This summer, numerous polls showed Hispanics splitting in a statistical tie between the two parties. So what are the criticisms that are being relayed to Tim Alberta? Quote, Democrats are insufficiently patriotic. They are elitist in their cultural sensibilities. They are oblivious to the struggles of and priorities of working people. Yeah, that would be it. According to Tim Alberta, the Democrats' predicament is 20 years in the making. And he cites, as I have, the emerging Democratic majority theory by John Judas and Roy Teixeira. That, of course, is the theory that Democrats could cobble together a majority-minority coalition that was basically dependent on left-wing woke cultural totems. And that didn't hold together. And it couldn't hold together because it turns out that Hispanics do not have the same priorities across the board as, for example, Black Americans do when it comes to government spending or their picture of the country. And lumping together all minorities as though they are the same is ridiculous. By the way, lumping all Hispanics together as though they are the same is ridiculous. Lumping together all people, even from the same point of origin, like Venezuelans or Cubans, is ridiculous enough. But what Democrats basically did is that everybody who is not a white person has the same interests, and we will cobble them together in an anti-capitalist coalition, and this will figure it out. Well, no, it won't. That is not how any of this is working. The Democrats' priorities are not the priorities of the United States. And so this is why Democrats, in the end, are going to rely not on their economic pitch because they don't have one. This is why their campaign has been so scattershot. The only unifying feature that they can name why people should vote for them and not for Republicans is supposedly the threat to democracy, right? This is the shtick. So the other night, of course, you had Joe Biden give a really uninspiring, unenthusiastic version of his dark Brandon speech from Independence Hall in Philadelphia. This time he did it in Union Station in front of like a blue tarp and some American flags, in which he announced that democracy would die unless his party won the election. It went over like a lead balloon. Here's Ron Klain proclaiming that this was, in effect, the closing pitch, that this was Biden's one final warning. One final warning of what, dude? The end of the republic?
Well, you know, the president's been talking about the threat to our democracy since he launched his campaign way back in 2019, and again on January 6th, and again in September in Philadelphia at Independence Hall. And I think the president decided a few days ago that it was important to issue one final warning on this issue, to make very clear, to leave no doubt, that we have people out there still peddling the big lie. People now raising the issue of election denial in this election. And, of course, the horrible incident involving Speaker Pelosi and her family, you know, showing the rising threat of political violence.
One final warning. By the way, we have an over-under bet at the Daily Wire on how many Democrats are going to deny election results after this one, claiming voter suppression by Republicans, the evil, evil Republicans. You're listening to The Ben Shapiro Show.
What does great pizza and ice-cold beer have in common? Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering, of course. Charlie's Pizza, pasta, and more made from scratch with old family recipes using only the finest ingredients. Charlie's will not disappoint when you bite into the bacon spicy mambo pizza. Get ready for an experience you won't find anywhere else. Call Charlie's today to book their patio for your next birthday, baby shower, anniversary, or any other private party. Remember, everything is homemade using secret family recipes. Be sure to try their famous sundial steak salad with perfectly grilled steak tossed in their homemade tomato vinaigrette dressing. Charlie's Tap House, your ultimate beer experience. Charlie's Tap House rule number one, come for the homemade pizza, stay for the beer wall. Charlie's Tap House rule number two, never stay empty-handed. Charlie's Tap House and mobile catering in two locations, Anderson Outlets and in Reading at the corner of Shasta and East Streets. Charlie's Tap House for dine-in, takeout, or delivery. Ask about booking their patio for your next private event. Charlie's Tap House, bringing family and friends together.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hey KCNR listeners, it's Nathan with the Reading Civic Auditorium. Have you been to ReadingCivic.com lately? I want to shout out huge thanks to all of our patrons throughout the North State who buy tickets to our shows and attend the valuable community events that happen in the auditorium every year. These past 10 years of momentum have been absolutely incredible. Thanks to all of you. Your support and confidence in Advanced Reading has made the impossible possible. As a community who knows how to pull together and show ourselves strong, we have successfully attracted high-quality entertainers and major concert promoters back into the building and put your Reading Civic Auditorium on the map once again. Arts and entertainment culture is thriving, and we have much to celebrate. Never miss a show again. Visit ReadingCivic.com and sign up for our emails for exclusive pre-sale access. We have an unbelievable lineup with new shows being added all the time. Hit ReadingCivic.com today. You'll be glad you did. Shows are always more fun at the Civic.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We would love to have you join us for the 15th annual Christmas for the Troops. Along with KIXC-TV, we invite you to join us Friday, December 9th for food, fellowship, and package assembly at the Anderson VFW post at 3210 West Center Street starting at 6 p.m. A suggested donation at the door provides snack foods, dinner, and helps offset the cost of shipping. You can help in advance as well. We'll be accepting donations of food, funding, and travel-sized personal care items that you can drop off at the KIXC Studios on North Market Street in Reading. For more information, call Michelle at 530-859-3176, 530-859-3176. Remember, the date is now Friday, December 9th at 6 p.m., VFW Hall in Anderson. Veterans sacrifice themselves for us. Let us show them our gratitude. And thanks for your support.
625.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. The Ben Shapiro Show is sponsored by ExpressVPN. Protect your online privacy today at expressvpn.com/Ben Shapiro. So the Democrats have decided to trot out the big guns. Yeah, man, it's time for some Hillary Clinton. So this is their closing pitch. So Hillary Clinton is making the same pitch. She's out there saying this is a struggle between autocracy and democracy. Apparently, election denial is now a form of autocracy, which is weird because she has spent years wandering around the earth explaining to people that she's actually the president of the United States after 2016. So here is election denier Hillary Clinton explaining that election denial is a form of autocracy.
But if you look at what's happening in Iran, if you look at what's happening in, you know, all over the world, Bolsonaro, whatever, democracy is in danger all over the world, here in the United States as well. But it's all over the world, Secretary Clinton. This is a global thing that is happening. What do we do? Speak to us about that, please.
Well, Don, you're right. I mean, we are in a struggle between democracy and autocracy. And it is a time when the United States should be standing strongly on behalf of our values of democracy and freedom, of opportunity and equality, instead of being engaged in this culture war driven by the political opportunism of people on the Republican side of the ledger.
I'm so tired of this nonsense, the idea that the Republicans are driving the culture war. The Republicans literally stand here and say the same things that have been said for several thousand years on cultural issues. And Democrats declare war on that. And then they're like, it's a cycle of violence, the culture war. This is why you have Colin Cowherd, who is not a raging right-winger sports talk radio host. He's out there saying, listen, when you come after our kids, when it comes to COVID, for example, we are not going to forgive that. Democrats have lost the thread here. And so in the end, they're resorting to the flaming straw man. They create a straw man. They're setting it aflame. And the basic idea here is that if you vote for our opponents, democracy will end. And you hear, it's amazing. I mean, you hear Don Lemon trying to internationalize this. Well, it's about Bolsonaro. First of all, Bolsonaro just lost an election and has said that he is going to transition out of power. So that's how democracy works. Also, if Bibi Netanyahu is elected in Israel, that's in an election. They've had 5 and 4 years. That's not the end of democracy. That's just the latest election result. In Italy, if Meloni wins, that is not a denial of democracy. That's someone you don't like winning. If Viktor Orban wins by a bare majority in Hungary, that is still democracy at work. But Democrats and members of the international left have basically translated democracy into, we are the good people. Everybody who wins an election who is not us is a threat to it. Democracy just means left-wing policy now. So Chris Hayes makes the final closing pitch on behalf of everyone who wears his pair of glasses at MSNBC. They just pass it around between the hosts. And he says, you need to vote for the Democrats so we will preserve the possibility of future elections. Which, isn't that prospective election denial? I thought election denial was bad. I thought that you're not allowed to deny the results of elections. But it seems like it's okay when it's coming from Democrats, which is why they're still claiming that Georgia's voting law, which has led to, by the way, more early voting than any time in American history, is a form of Jim Crow 2.0. Here's Chris Hayes.
And so when Democrats say you don't have a choice this election, that there's only one party that cares about for democracy, it's us, democracy's on the ballot, what they're really saying is, if you don't elect us this time, if you don't keep them out of power, you may never be able to elect us again. Or in short, vote to preserve your right to throw the bums out.
Vote to preserve your right to throw the bums out, except that every single time they come up for re-election, they're going to make the same exact argument. So you have to preserve your right to throw the bums out by electing only one party until the end of time. Because that's pretty much what Joe Biden is saying. He has drawn no line in the sand between some Republicans and other Republicans. He has not said, here's a list of the Republicans it's okay for you to vote for because these are the non-election deniers, and here are the election deniers you definitely cannot vote for because they're a threat to democracy. Instead, he basically says, vote for my party because my party is the only one that cares. So you're saying a one-party authoritarian state is bad. Also, you can only vote for my party, ever. So it's a one-party state in which we centralize power in the executive branch. Sounds weird. Sounds weird. So Paul Begala at least still has his head connected to his neck. And he's out there saying what is obvious. This election is not going to be about issues like, quote unquote, democracy.
Which means you need good leaders who can focus both on the economy and preserving our democracy.
Pennsylvania voters, Republican and Democrat, they know how to walk and chew gum at the same time, Don. They can care about rising costs. They can also care about their personal freedom.
But is the president helping or hurting Democrats by talking about a fundamentally critical issue?
I think it helps. It helps. It helps at the margins, okay? It's not what the election's going to be about. I wish it were.
It's not going to help. Paul Begala just isn't willing to say that because he's a Democratic hack, but he knows the election is not going to be on this particular topic. And he can tell this, right? This is why the Democrats in local races are running headlong away from Joe Biden. If they thought this was a resonant winning message, this is what they would be running on. Name a competitive race where Democrats are running on democracy. They're not. Tim Ryan out in Ohio, he's like, I don't want the Democratic Party here. Can we keep them out, please? Like, if I have a shot against J.D. Vance, it's because Joe Biden is going to stay far, far away.
You know, the National Democratic Party has never been really good at strategic political decisions. So, you know, it's not a surprise here. Thank God that I have enough experience that I've built this campaign not needing them, and we really don't want them at this point. We've built a robust machine here in Ohio that doesn't need the National Democratic Party.
He doesn't want the Democratic Party anywhere near. A little bit more on this in a moment, but first a word from our sponsor.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/hire. That's ZipRecruiter.com/hire. ZipRecruiter.com/hire.
And so the outrage has begun preemptively. Members of the Democrat chattering class are saying wilder and wilder things about this election. As if you weren't already being told that democracy is going to end if Republicans take over. We now have historian Michael Beschloss, who apparently is incredibly bad at his job because he doesn't understand history. He is out there literally saying that children will be kidnapped and murdered if Republicans take office. This is nuts. By the way, Beschloss has been an advisor in the past to Joe Biden in terms of his rhetoric. So he says that if Republicans are elected, free speech will end and our children might be arrested and murdered. I'd love to see the line between point A and point B here. I feel like you might be skipping a few steps.
Joe Biden is saying the same thing tonight. And a historian 50 years from now, if historians are allowed to write in this country, and if there are still free publishing houses and a free press, which I'm not certain of, but if that is true, a historian will say what was at stake tonight and this week was the fact whether we will be a democracy in the future, whether our children will be arrested and conceivably killed, We're on the edge of a brutal authoritarian system, and it could be a week away.
He's not an alarmist, guys. He's not trying to alarm you. He's also not trying to drive political violence. It's political violence is a preserver of the right. Also, if you elect my political opponents, they might come and enslave and murder your children. That's QAnon crap, what he's talking about right there. That the global authoritarian revolution begins on Tuesday with what? Speaker McCarthy taking over? Kevin McCarthy? Yes, the deeply threatening authoritarian leader Kevin McCarthy? This is Mitch McConnell? A turtle from Kentucky? Like, this is, wow, the face of authoritarianism has sure radically changed. They're going to kidnap and murder your children. But don't worry, guys. I mean, this is like the Pizzagate of the left on MSNBC. And everybody specifically, oh, well, you know, he's a historian. I mean, if he says he's a historian, then he knows. In 50 years, people won't be able to write books in the United States on history. If I don't vote for, like, Val Demings in the Senate race in Florida, if Marco Rubio retains his seat, if Governor Ron DeSantis wins by double digits in Florida, where I'm voting and where I already voted early, that is going to... That's the thing that's going to tip the world into global authoritarianism. By the way, if you're worried about places where books cannot be written and where kids are kidnapped and murdered, you might want to talk to Joe Biden, who left Afghanistan in the hands of 8th century barbarians while getting 13 American service members murdered in the process. You might want to talk to him. Just amazing stuff from Michael Beschloss. But again, he's a historian. These are the elites. Now, do you think that the average voter thinks that this is anywhere close to reality? In fact, if you ask the average voter which party is more of a danger to your kids, the average voter is going to say the Democratic Party. You know why? Not in terms of being kidnapped and killed, but because Democrats wish to indoctrinate your children. Democrats wish to kick them out of school in the middle of COVID for no apparent reason. Democrats wish to cram down critical race theory and gender ideology on them. Democrats wish to teach your kids that boys can be girls and girls can be boys. If we're talking about just baseline dangers to kids, the case that Michael Beschloss is making, that Republicans are going to kidnap and murder your kids, like what in the actual, what? What? And that's not going to up the amount of political violence in our society. No. It's totally fine. Meanwhile, Sonny Hostin is going full Rwanda with this kind of language. I mean, this is really ugly. Here's Sonny Hostin on The View suggesting that white suburban women who are widely turning in favor of Republicans, mainly because of what I just said, white suburban women, turns out, a lot of their moms, they go to the supermarket, they can see how expensive things are, one. Two, they're members of school boards, or they have kids who are going to school, and they don't like their kids being taught by radical union activists who promote the idea of gender fluidity to four-year-olds. They're not a huge fan of that. And Sonny Hostin's response is, well, they are like cockroaches. This is kind of ugly. Here we go.
But what's also surprising to me is the abortion issue. I read a poll just yesterday that white Republican suburban women are now going to vote Republican.
Why?
It's almost like roaches voting for Raid, right?
They're voting against their own self-interest. These people are ridiculous. I'm sorry. You think that white suburban women's chief issue is whether they get to kill their own unborn children? That's like their chief issue? White suburban women? And many women generally. It turns out they like having babies. They like their kids. I know this comes as a great shock to people like Sonny Hostin, but what? And they're like roaches. First of all, comparing them to roaches is pretty astonishing. Second of all, saying it's like voting for their own extermination? No, it turns out, you know what actually is an extermination? Is the killing of the unborn en masse as the Democratic Party pledges to legalize and subsidize. That would be it. And the language is so unhinged here. You can see who's about to get their butts handed to them in this election cycle. Joy Behar doubles down on all this. She says, if you vote for Republicans, it's because you're voting for a cult, says Joy Behar, while shouting and going crazy and Kalima mass to the Democratic Party. Here we go.
So to me, I'm voting. That is a full stop problem for me that I actually think election deniers being put into office, it used to be just former President Donald Trump. Now it's everyone running on the Republican side. That scares me more than anything. So even that women's rights is second for me.
You're not voting for Republicans. You're voting for a cult. Remember that. It's a cult. It's not Republicans anymore.
So tiresome, these folks. You're voting for a cult. Also, vote for Joe Biden or your children will be sacrificed. And again, all that's lacking from Joy Behar is the Temple of Doom outfit and the Kali Ma chant. When she talks about voting for a cult, that's how she sees the Democratic Party. See, here's the thing. I can see a lot of reasons not to vote for Republicans in various elections. I'm not sure that Joy Behar has ever seen a reason not to vote for Democrats. Ever, 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 ever. There are many times where I have seen Republicans and I say, I don't want to vote for that person. I would not vote for that person. I don't like that person. I'm not sure that anyone on The View has ever had that thought. It has never crossed their mind. So preemptively, the blame is now being shifted by the Democrats. They say it can't be our fault. It's not our fault. It's the indoctrination. It's the evil Republicans. Alrighty, we'll get to more on this in 1 second. First, let's talk about a simple fact. We will all die. That's a depressing thought. But you could be walking down the street and suddenly an alligator is just hurled from the bushes at you. And next thing you know, you're battling off that alligator and thinking back to this very moment, listening to this very ad for Policy Genius and thinking, man, I really should have listened to Shapiro and gotten that life insurance. Policy Genius is the smarter way to find and buy the right coverage for you and your family. Policy Genius was built to modernize the life insurance industry. Their technology makes it easy to compare life insurance quotes with top companies, so you don't pay a cent more than you have to for that coverage. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $17 per month for $500,000 in coverage. And Policy Genius has licensed agents who can help you find options that offer coverage in as little as a week and avoid those unnecessary medical exams. Policy Genius is not incentivized to recommend one insurer over another, so you can trust their guidance because, again, they work for you. There are no personal fees. All your personal info is kept private. It's no wonder these guys have thousands of five-star reviews on Google and Trustpilot. So your loved ones deserve the financial safety net provided by life insurance. You deserve a smarter way to find and buy it. Head on over to PolicyGenius.com right now. Get your free life insurance quotes. See how much you could save. That's PolicyGenius.com. Alrighty, coming up, the Democrats are having trouble with the fact that they're about to lose. So now they are blaming you for noticing that crime is a problem. Actually, they're blaming Republicans who beamed that idea straight into your piddling brains. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Voting is your right and civic duty. It is important to know who's running for office and to know the definition of proposed measures that are set to appear on the ballot. Read up on political issues and figure out where you stand. Get out and talk to people and learn more about who could represent you and your interests. Attend local forums involving political candidates and find out if their interests align with yours. Be informed. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Fall savings are underway at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street in downtown Reading. Maximize your car wash savings with car washes starting at only $9. A clean car is essential to the value and even safety of a vehicle. And at Quick and Clean Car Wash, they have a variety of car wash packages to choose from. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Eureka Way and Market Street next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So people are noticing that crime is a problem in the United States. Democrats know who to blame. It's you. It's your fault. So you have a Biden senior advisor named Keisha Lance Bottoms, who, of course, was the former mayor of Atlanta, where she presided over a massive spike in the crime rate, blaming Donald Trump for the crime rates, which is weird because it was all in Democratic cities where people were rioting and burning down stores. She was the mayor of one of those cities. So but it's Trump's fault.
So, Keisha, are you saying that the uptick in crime is due to President Trump?
I'm saying that I served as mayor in 2020, and we experienced this uptick in crime in 2020. This is where it began. But that being said, it's not to place blame on any one person, but it is to say that there are many challenges facing the American people. The president's very aware of that, but to lay blame at his feet for one challenge or another, I think it's really unfair.
It's unfair to label the president responsible for things, except when the president is taking credit for lowering the oil prices or for every job created since COVID or anything. The unfalsifiability of Joe Biden's presidency is a wonder to watch. Everything that's good that happens is directly his credit, and everything bad that happens is obviously everybody else's fault. Meanwhile, I love this from the New York Times. The New York Times has a piece today titled "Fear of Crime Looms Large for Voters to Republicans' Advantage." Republican candidates are focusing on crime and public safety, but their message is rooted not so much in data or policy as in voters' feelings of unease. Is it possible that voters have a feeling of unease about crime because the crime has spiked in the last 3 years in dramatic fashion? But no, it's actually this. Republicans keep saying this stuff. They're deceiving you, you see. It's not that the crime rates are up. It's not that people feel more unsafe. It's all in your mind. Republicans are just propaganda masters. They're beaming down their message from the satellites into your brain. These folks sound like Alex Jones at this point. Quote, "In many cases, anxiety stemmed not from experiencing serious crime, but from seeing homeless encampments or finding a syringe or human waste on the sidewalk or reading accounts in their neighborhood social networks of vandalism on a local bike path." Should we not be anxious about that? I mean, like, when I was in L.A., let's put it this way. I live in a place in Florida where those are things I don't see. I don't see massive homeless encampments. I don't see open syringes on the street. I don't find a homeless man passed out directly in front of my home. I saw all of those things in L.A. Is that all in my head? I guess it's all in my imagination. Those concerns are generally benefiting Republican candidates who have bluntly blamed Democratic elected officials for a surge in violent crime in many cities that began during the pandemic and has yet to fully subside. Many independent voters have warmed to Republican candidates across the country who are emphasizing crime and public safety in their closing messages before Election Day. Republican plans to curb crime generally consist of hiring more cops and tightening border security. But most of the party's candidates focus far more on assailing progressive criminal justice policies or the defund the police movement, which most Democratic candidates have rejected. So apparently, according to the New York Times, the notion is that the stats are showing that crime is actually doing well. Well, actually, so here's the thing. What happened is crime spiked in 2020. It went up again in 2021, then it came down a little bit in 2022. And all of that is due to Democratic policy. They play games with the baseline. Oh, well, crime is down this year. Yeah, after being up massively over the past 2 years because of your garbage policies. Again, in the United States, crime had a massive decrease between 1994 and 2014, and then it started to reverse itself through the Ferguson effect under Barack Obama, and then it continued to rise slightly. And then in 2020, it really, really spiked. And in 2021, it kept going up. And in 2022, it came down a little bit. But it's Republicans. It's their fault. Republicans keep talking about crime, and that's the problem, is that Republicans are talking about. Why would Republicans talk about crime? New York Post today: homeless man with 25 prior arrests is busted in rape of New York City jogger, is suspect in two other sex crimes. Well, I mean, that raises some questions about maybe criminal justice policies in the state of New York and in the city. According to the New York Post, a homeless man wanted for two sex crimes and who has at least 25 prior busts was arrested in connection with the rape of a jogger in the West Village on Thursday and charged in all three cases, police and law enforcement sources said. Police say that the perpetrator grabbed a 43-year-old woman from behind as she ran in Hudson River Park, choked her, and sexually assaulted her before robbing her, and according to a witness who called 911, leaving her shoeless and with blood running from her face and elbows. He was charged with rape, grand larceny, predatory sexual assault, and invalid use of a credit card. That last one is not really as shocking as the others. The perp was also hit with charges in two previous attacks on city women, one from late March and one in early October. This guy had been busted at least 25 other times, mostly for petite larceny, assault, drug possession, and drug dealing. Mostly for. Seven of those arrests were sealed. So, I have a question. How did this person end up out of jail? If you're arrested 25 times for crimes, this is not a person who should be out on the streets. The woman was jogging on Pier 40 around 6 a.m. when the suspect on a bike rode up to her, pushed her down, choked her, and sexually assaulted her before swiping her cell phone and taking off. On October 6th, the creep allegedly attacked a 48-year-old woman walking on the FDR Drive service road near East 37th Street at 5 a.m. He came up from behind, placed her in a chokehold, tried to rip her clothes off and rape her. The woman managed to fight him off. And then on Thursday, this person, who is most recently living in a Manhattan homeless shelter, allegedly grabbed the jogger from behind near West and Christopher Streets, choked her until she lost consciousness, knocked her to the ground, took off her clothes, and raped her. So, great job, again, criminal justice system in New York. By the way, great job on the immigration front. It turns out that the guy who hit Paul Pelosi in the head with a hammer was overstaying his visa for like 20 years. So, really great job to everyone. But it must be Republican propaganda, that's why. Or, alternatively, according to Governor Gavin Newsom of California, one of the worst governing governors in America, he says, the big problem is the Democrats have been on the defensive. Maybe you're on the defensive because you're the ones in power and you've done a garbage job. Maybe it would be that.
Look, I mean, I could be the cheerleader. I'm also pragmatic. You feel it.
Newsom, with one of his party's biggest digital and fundraising operations, sounds like a Democrat with bigger ambitions.
And it goes to my fundamental grievance with my damn party. We're getting crushed on narrative. We're going to have to do better in terms of getting on the offense and stop being on the damn defense.
This is what Democrats want, right? And this is the way they're going to turn. After 2022, you think they're going to moderate? Or do you think they're going to go more radical and say we need to shout it louder? Get rid of Joe Biden so we can get someone in there who can shout it louder. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. The U.S. is sending even more money to Ukraine to the tune of $400 million. The Department of Defense says the funding will be used to refurbish tanks and Hawk air defense missiles. In Georgia, the latest polls show Republican Herschel Walker running neck and neck with Democrat incumbent Raphael Warnock.
A Marist College poll of those who definitely intend to vote on Tuesday shows 48% saying they will vote for Walker, 48% for Warnock. There's a margin of error of just over 4 points. Georgia is poised to add an element of drama to Election Day, as neither candidate can win unless they get more than 50% of the vote under Georgia law. With a third-party libertarian on the ballot, neither Walker nor Warnock appears poised to declare victory on Election Day. That means a seat will be decided in a December runoff. Bob Agner reporting.
4 days ahead of Election Day, Republicans have a 5-point lead in their bid to recapture control of Congress.
The latest Rasmussen Report's national telephone and online survey finds that if elections for Congress were held today, 48% of likely U.S. voters would vote for the Republican candidate, while 43% would vote for the Democrat. Just 3% would vote for some other candidate, but another 6% are not sure. Republicans have led the generic congressional ballot all year, although their lead has narrowed since mid-July when they led by as much as 10 points. Nearly half of voters say inflation and the economy are the most important issues for them in this year's congressional midterms. More than half of voters think a Republican victory in next week's midterms will probably mean impeachment for President Biden. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Elon Musk says Twitter is losing money due to left-wing activist groups. The new owner of the social media platform said advertisers are pausing ads on Twitter due to pressure from left-wing groups who Musk says are trying to destroy free speech in America. And it's that time of year again. It's time to fall back. Daylight saving time ends Sunday at 2 a.m. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your 3-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your 3-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
To you, my love, my heart I surrender just as soon as I deal with yonder fender bender. Cause my ice cream truck is the way I make cash, so I'll buy you a ring when I lose this dress rash.
Owning a small business isn't always as lovely as it sounds, but at least Progressive Commercial saves you money with personalized discounts. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
I'm gonna make you so happy sometime next year, I hope.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage and discounts not available for all vehicles or states. Policy terms and conditions apply.
America's employers kept hiring in October.
The Labor Department says employers added 261,000 positions, a sign that the economy remains a mixture of continued job growth and painful inflation. Last month's hiring remained near the pace it has maintained in the two-plus years since the pandemic recession ended. The unemployment rate rose to 3.7% from a five-decade low of 3.5%.
Correspondent Jeremy House, a robust job market's deepening the challenges for the Federal Reserve as they try to raise interest rates at the fastest pace since the 80s to try to bring inflation down from near a 40-year high. Astronomers discovered the closest known black hole to Earth, about 1,600 light-years away. Scientists reported Friday that the black hole is 10 times more massive than the sun, and it's three times closer than the previous record holder. It was confirmed by a telescope in Hawaii. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Tayshia Stevens. Nike drops an NBA star.
On Thursday, the Brooklyn Nets suspended guard Kyrie Irving for at least five games for what the team called a repeated failure to unequivocally say he has no anti-Semitic beliefs. On Friday, Nike canceled next week's launch of the Kyrie 8, ending its relationship with Irving that began when he was drafted as the number one pick in 2011. Irving was suspended by the Nets for posting a link to a documentary that contains anti-Semitic material. Later on Instagram, after the suspension, Irving apologized, saying he was deeply sorry to all Jewish families and communities that are hurt and affected from my post. I'm Tim McGuire.
A suspect's in jail following a violent rampage in Salt Lake City Friday morning. Police say John Green allegedly carjacked multiple people, crashed into at least eight cars, and caused five collisions. They say Green was mad because he couldn't buy a same-day flight to Denver at Salt Lake International. More on these stories at Town Hall.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. There's a lot going on this time of year, including the Homeward Bound Military Family Christmas. But as Veterans Day approaches, we need to remember those who have served this country to preserve our freedoms. This Veterans Day, take time to say thank you to a veteran in our community. And remember, freedom isn't free.
Look, even as I speak here tonight, 27 million people have already cast their ballot in the midterm elections. Millions more will cast their ballots in the final days leading up to November the 9th, 8th, excuse me.
One of those days, it's somewhere in there. Whatever you do, be sure not to miss it. And remember, Democrats, get out there and vote on November 9th. He is, boy, oh boy, oh boy. Not the sharpest bulb in the constellation, is he? His brain, she's a brute. She's a no good. Just amazing. He's the president of the United States. You know, and also you got to keep in mind if the Democrats lose control of the House and the Senate, in particular, next Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the 8th, not the 9th, then your children may very well be arrested and killed. You know, because the Republicans, you know how they hate children. Speaking of which, you see, NPR played the, they had the audio of an abortion on their radio. They're not, they do have television, too, though, over there at the Panhandler Broadcasting System, but National Panhandler Radio, they played audio of an abortion yesterday, and, you know, not so silent scream, something like that, because to show that they care about children. And NPR, they're all over the abortion thing. Listen, I'm coming to you from Chicago today, from the studios of WLS. I'm staying in a hotel, therefore, and was watching the television this morning. They have a television right there in the hotel room, and it has some kind of fake cable TV that has only CNN and MSNBC, but it doesn't have the Fox News channel. Kind of remarkable. But I was watching some local, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox this morning. They do a lot of weather, and I was watching this, and boy, it's just a carpet bombing run of Democrat Party campaign ads, political ads, and they're going crazy with everybody's extreme, too extreme, anti-woman. Everybody's anti-woman. Even the Republican women are anti-woman. It's a remarkable campaign they're on, and everybody's extreme and radical and too extreme for this and too extreme for that. Just make sure that you don't use any overheated rhetoric. Remarkable stuff. This carpet bombing run of negative ads, attack ads, smear ads, slander ads, and boy, they love abortion. They talk about abortion. I heard the word abortion by 48 times before I actually got out of bed this morning, because of the number of ads on all the local stations in Chicago. You know, apparently there's an election. If you're a Democrat, it's on the 9th. If you're a Republican, it's on the 8th, Tuesday, for Republicans. According to Joe Biden, hard to say. Maybe the 9th. Maybe it's Wednesday for you. You sort that out yourselves. But if you're a Republican voter, you should probably get out and vote. You can even vote early. As they say in Chicago, vote early, vote often. You know, make sure you vote by Tuesday the 8th, because a lot is at stake. And, you know, I know that a lot is at stake because NBC News, they've got a channel called MSNBC. Have you heard of this? And it's a little watch cable station. Almost nobody watches it. More people are watching the Cartoon Network at any given time, and rightly so. It's less cartoonish, I think, but they had a, they've got a, this millionaire trust fund baby historian, Michael Beschloss, who used to be a fairly normal person. He worked for CNN a long time ago as a historian. Yesterday he was on MSDNC and he said the craziest darn things. Let me just tell you, it's your children, if the Democrats lose on Tuesday, your children may be arrested and killed, and we will not have a democracy. There will be no historians. There will be no one to write the truth about what happened here, because that's how bad the Republicans are. You know, some Republicans are pro-life, and that, I don't know what the killing the children thing. They might be saving children here and there, but the Democrats will be fighting to make sure that doesn't happen. So we've got that going on. I mean, I got to tell you, this happened just as we were going off the air yesterday. We were made aware of this Michael Beschloss, this insanity on MSDNC with these crazy claims. Also on The View, which is a Democrat Party show on ABC, where they pay a bunch of really dim-witted people millions of dollars to misrepresent everything. Everything that they say is false is true, and everything they say is true is false, for the most part. And yesterday they had some pretty crazy stuff with, gosh, why would voters be concerned about crime? Why would they be concerned about crime? Why would we be concerned about crime? And why would we be concerned about inflation? See, they all make millions of dollars. So they're very confused over there. Whoopi Goldberg is very confused why inflation and crime are issues with, you know, American people. Because she said, well, they're both lies. You know, there's no problem with inflation and there's no problem with crime. And then they pay her millions of dollars for this. ABC, the ABC network, pays millions of dollars for this. NBC network pays Michael Beschloss to say that your children will be arrested and potentially killed if the Republicans win the House of Representatives and the Senate. Now, it's kind of funny. It is, because you can't help but laugh at the insanity of it all. But they are convincing millions of, well, not MSNBC, they're convincing dozens of people. But the Democrat Party is very busy doing their best to convince millions of people that the Republican Party is so, the party of Abraham Lincoln and Ronald Reagan, so terrible and evil that your children will be arrested and potentially killed. And they're telling you at the same time that crime is not a problem and that inflation is not a problem. But really the problem is democracy. Democracy is on the line in these midterm elections. And I mean forever and ever in the United States of America. If the Democrats don't hold the House and the Senate, then democracy may be dead. Now, they're the most undemocratic bunch of totalitarian miscreants that have ever been seen in American politics. But never mind that. Never mind that for now. Because the Republican Party is a really, really big problem. And there may be no historians in 50 years to even write what's going on. And your children will probably be arrested and possibly killed. And keep in mind, inflation, if you think inflation is a problem, it's because you're stupid. And if you think crime is a problem, it's because, well, I guess because you're stupid, too. Maybe you watch the news. Maybe you're aware of what's going on around you. Maybe you know police officers, something like that. So that's and then at the same time, the Democrats, they scorch the earth around everything. And Joe Biden, who doesn't know what day it is, doesn't know what year it is, doesn't know how old he is, doesn't know how many grandchildren he has, that's for sure. And amazing stuff. He says that what we really have to be concerned about is the rhetoric coming from the Republicans, which might lead to looting and arson from coast to coast like the Democrats, are in the habit of doing. They, for a couple of years, sacked, looted the city after city, boarded up because of Democrat Party mobs of violent looters and arsonists attacking the police and all that good stuff. But we'll get into some of that because, and at the same time, they're running John Fetterman for the United States Senate, who, he tried again yesterday and he's having real trouble with sentences and things like that. And it's very sad because he had a stroke. But then the news media tells us that he's the best man for the job. In fact, Orca Winfrey, Orca Winfrey yesterday announced that she's in politics now. It turns out she's in politics. She's been in politics before. She's jumped back into politics. And that's, that can't be good. She actually was her production company, Harpo, which I think that's the name of her company, right? That produced the Mehmet Oz TV show, the Dr. Mehmet Oz TV show. He's a doctor. Jill Biden is not a doctor, but Mehmet Oz is a doctor. And it was Oprah Winfrey's studios, her production company, that produced and distributed and aired Dr. Mehmet Oz's television show for many years. And now she's coming out to endorse, Frankenstein over here and not Mehmet Oz, which is interesting. Of course, she's also endorsing Beto O'Rourke because she's, a political powerhouse because she had a television show where she came out with red wagons full of fat from time to time and gave away cars under the seat. And you get a car and you get a car. She's a multi-billionaire. She pays $50,000 a month for a water bill for her Montecito estate in which she does not live. So she's a very wealthy person, and she has lots of money to throw around. And therefore, I guess people on the left think that you should listen to her. It's pretty amazing stuff. But Fetterman was out there, and he got a bunch of stuff wrong yesterday. He tried, and he said talking about how if he goes to the Senate that he's going to single-handedly, I guess, he's going to codify Roe v. Roe. It's a Roe v. Roe. Row, row, row your boat. And pretty amazing stuff. Bill Clinton is out there. He says that Republican voters want to be miserable. That's what Republican voters want. Because I guess we want more crime and more abortion and open borders and more gang warfare. And it's all the bad things that we want. Look, if we wanted to be miserable, we'd vote for you guys. It's pretty easy thing. We're working on, as a nation, being miserable now But never mind that. Joe Biden, also speaking of Fetterman, Joe Biden yesterday, he vowed to free Iran. He was he's out on the West Coast, and he declared that he wants to free Iran. Not entirely clear what that means, but we do know that the Obama-Biden administration did make sure that Iran got tens and tens of billions of dollars that they could use to wage war against us and Israel, of course. You know, honestly, the Obama-Biden administration was the worst administration probably in American history for Israel. President Trump, probably the best administration for Israel since Harry Truman and the creation of the State of Israel. But now Biden is talking about freeing Iran. Now, the women in Iran, there's a bit of an uprising there. The thugs will probably kill all the women, or at least enough of them to make it stop. Remember when President Trump put the zap on the head terrorists of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps, the IRGC in Iran, and Soleimani, and the Democrat Party was furious with him for taking out the lead terrorist in Iran. And now I guess Joe Biden wants to free Iran from the protesters or something. Kind of unclear. He also, again, falsely claimed that he was a college professor. That's been fact-checked again and again. It kind of depends on how he frames it and how he phrases it, but he usually gets it wrong because he's him, you know. Also, Newsweek magazine says that a majority of Americans now favor new stimulus checks. Stimulus checks. Why would Americans favor new stimulus checks? According to Newsweek magazine, favor new stimulus checks in order to combat inflation. Now, every day is an IQ test, but that one's a humdinger. Humdinger. Just amazing. Yeah, that wouldn't actually combat inflation. That would... Yeah, so we've got the and really a lot of it is media craziness, a lot of media craziness, because there's an election just around the corner, and the Democrats, and that means the media, are afraid that they're going to lose. And you know how they don't like to lose. They might have to riot and things like that. You don't want that. But you know, the Democrats, they love rioting and looting. Also, here's great news for the world and for the United States of America. A blood moon lunar eclipse, which is an extremely rare event. Blood moon and lunar eclipse expected on election day. okay. Well, I guess that's okay. That shouldn't be a problem. You know, if you don't believe in those things, an ominous blood moon lunar eclipse will hang in the sky early on the morning of next week's midterm elections. A full moon, that's, brings about strange behavior all by itself. A blood moon, it will be red, and there will be a lunar eclipse on November 8th. Not on November 9th, when Joe Biden thinks the election will be held. But visible to us in North America and the Pacific and Australia and parts of Asia. The blood moon, full moon, blood moon, lunar eclipse, probably not going to be an issue. I think the Democrats are probably a bigger problem. We are at 888-630-9625. Wait till you hear this stuff.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
Paid for by Christian Care Ministry.
You know, if you feel like you're stuck with a healthcare plan that isn't affordable, or you simply just don't like how it works, well, right now, during open enrollment, is a perfect time to switch to MediShare. The typical family saves $500 a month when they join MediShare, and what's more, they like it. MediShare has double the customer satisfaction rate compared to the industry. That's double. And MediShare is the most trusted name in healthcare sharing. It's been around for 30 years. It's shared more than $4 billion in healthcare bills. And here's why now is the perfect time to make the switch. If you join MediShare Complete by January 1st, they will waive your new member fees and you'll save an additional 10% off your first year. No fee to join, 10% off every month for all of next year. But again, it's a limited time offer. So yeah, you're not stuck. You've got a great option. Call now. 844-94-BIBLE. That's 844-94-BIBLE. 844-94-BIBLE.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy five of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Today on Hey Culligan, soft water, cleaner environment. What do you say, Greg?
Hey Culligan, are you saying if I have a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, I'm also helping the environment?
It sounds like you're saying it, Greg, and yes, you are, because with a Culligan high-efficiency water softener, you'll use less detergent, soap, and harsh chemicals, and that's good for the planet.
Now you're saying it.
You bet I am, Greg. Soft water and a cleaner environment is already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test from a local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
I'm asking about Prevnar 20 because there's a chance pneumococcal pneumonia could put me in the hospital.
Age 65 or older, you may be at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine, a Pfizer vaccine that can help protect against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. The most commonly reported side effect was pain at the injection site. For additional common side effects and full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
I want to be able to keep my plans.
So I'm asking my doctor about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
Message and data rates may apply. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Brownie the Elf. It's this monstrously large logo that few people across the country knew even was existing on the planet. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show for a few minutes, Nathan Segura.
I just want you to know, yes. J.W. Johnson, our owner and executive vice president, told me he will be happy to send you a brownie hoodie.
I'm sure I can give it to a Brown fan because, what's the phrase, I wouldn't be caught dead in it.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
Yeah, Bill Clinton is out there. He's campaigning and looking for dates, which is largely for him what campaigning is about, even at his advanced age. And he's saying some pretty crazy stuff about those terrible, awful Republicans and how they want you to be miserable. And I find that fascinating. That's what the Democrats are spreading. Also, boy, this is a funny one. CBS News. Have you heard of CBS News? It's on the CBS network, and they have this element that does news. And they put out a story they did, and they've got a big graphic on it. CBS News criteria, they've defined election deniers. They've defined what they call election deniers, which is it's terminology rooted in Holocaust denier, right? Which means you're a really, really bad person. And of course, denying the Holocaust would be pretty stupid. Election deniers, the CBS News criteria, they put together a set of criteria. Election deniers fit one or more of the following. Now, listen to this. You know that Hillary Clinton has said crazy stuff and that Terry McAuliffe, he was chair of the DNC, and then he was governor of the Commonwealth of Virginia. He still denies the 2000 election and the 2004 election. Hillary Clinton's election denier of the 2016 election. We got Stacey Abrams, who denied her 2016 gubernatorial election in Georgia. And we've got election deniers all over the place in the Democrat Party. Now, I've got a little bit of audio for you, but listen to what the CBS News criteria is for election denier. And this is how they've defined it. Questioned legitimacy of Biden's election. Well, that narrows it down. Second criteria. Said 2020 election was stolen. Well, that's the same thing twice. Three, repeated disproven claims of fraud. See, but now we know what we're talking about. We're talking about the Biden election in 2020. Four, signed onto the Texas lawsuit to overturn the 2020 election. I think I see a theme emerging here. Also, objected to 2020 Electoral College count on January 6th. Or supported 2020 audit.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
It's time to put a stop to boring Christmases, gift giving, and mass-produced items, and take a trip to Memory Lane. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage makes gift giving easy. We have something for everyone. Antique carnival glass, superhero collectibles, beautiful jewelry, vintage clothing, and best of all, it's all in one location. You don't have to break the budget this holiday season to give somebody something they'll cherish. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Shopping Center.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back
to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
Air, and that means fall grilling, tailgate parties, and so much more. Now is the perfect time to stock up on all this incredible flavor and take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping Omaha Steaks Friends and Family Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Brownie the Elf. It's this monstrously large logo that few people across the country knew even was existing on the planet. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show for a few minutes, Nathan Segura.
I just want you to know, yes. J.W. Johnson, our owner and executive vice president, told me he will be happy to send you a brownie hoodie.
I'm sure I can give it to a Brown fan because, what's the phrase? I wouldn't be caught dead in it.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
Yeah, so CBS News, this is classic authoritarian, doublespeak, it's Orwellian. They have defined themselves out of the slur because they've turned the term election denier into a slur. Now, the only time any Republican ever raised any questions about a presidential election that I can think of was the 2020 election. And, you know, you had the Pennsylvania issues and the changing the laws because of the Wuhan Red Death. You know, you had the Wuhan Red Death, so you had to make some changes. And you had county officials in Pennsylvania making changes to election law. And they're supposed to go through the state legislature according to the state's constitution, but they didn't follow that. And you had the poll watchers who couldn't watch the votes being counted because the Democrats covered up the windows with big black sheets or cardboard panels, and so you couldn't watch it. And you've got the people with the blue surgical gloves in Georgia going to drop boxes at midnight and dropping dozens of ballots and then driving to another drop box in another location and dropping dozens more ballots and pay no attention to any of this. And Las Vegas and Arizona and pay no attention to that. And 2000 Mules, the movie. If you haven't seen the movie 2000 Mules and you're a Democrat, you're really not in the discussion. You're really not paying attention. You've just been propagandized by political nutcases. But here comes the Democrats. You remember that we had a recession because we had two consecutive economic quarters of negative economic growth. And that was a recession until it happened under Joe Biden, and then the news media and the Democrats, but I repeat myself, said, no, that's not a recession. We're not using that definition anymore because, you know, it makes us look bad. So we're not going to use that definition anymore. And a woman, you know, they can't tell you. We got a Supreme Court justice that Joe Biden picked that can't tell you what a woman is, which is kind of interesting because they've thrown out the definition of woman. And when Amy Coney Barrett was being confirmed before the Senate, she used the term sexual preference. And the Democrats started pounding the table and insisted it's not preference. And then they had the people at Webster's Dictionary Online change the definition of sexual preference. And they added the word offensive in because Amy Coney Barrett said it. And the Democrats in Congress objected and pounded the table. And then they changed the definition literally in the online, in the dictionary, Webster's dictionary online. They can't change the, you know, every book in every house. But if they could, I think they would. So they, you know, the manipulation of language is positively Orwellian. And now comes CBS News with their definition of election deniers. And it's pretty amazing. Now, here is the, this morning on the CBS News, they have a morning show, and it's the CBS News division, and they've got a guy named Scott McFarlane. Never heard of him. And he comes up now, the news division. They also, you may remember that the news media decided, I think Tim Russert led the charge, the late Tim Russert at NBC News led the charge, because the networks and the news media used to say every 4 years they'd swap out red for blue for whatever reason. And they'd say, well, this year the Democrats are red, and then 4 years from now the Democrats will be blue and the Republicans will be red. And it's like a game of musical chairs. Then they stopped the music and they said, okay, but from now on the left isn't red. We're the only country in the world where the left isn't represented by the color red. And they're represented by blue. And conservatives, red is, has a very negative connotation. It tests negatively. Visually, it's negative. And so the media representing the Democrat Party decided that they would choose that Democrats would be blue for forevermore, and that Republicans would be red with a very negative connotation, blue with a very positive connotation, when everybody knows that the Democrat Party has never been more left than it is today. And they are red. They're red as hell. They're practically China red. Just ask the Biden family, their business dealings and everything else. But in any case, let's go to Scott McFarlane of CBS News on their morning show defining the term that they use as a slur, election denier.
What do we mean by election denier? CBS News has a lengthy and formal definition. It includes those who've questioned the legitimacy of Biden's election, who won't acknowledge he's the duly elected president, those who say the election was stolen, and those who've repeated disproven claims of fraud.
It's a lengthy and formal definition there. That makes it sound very official. So he didn't even do the whole list, but question the legitimacy of Biden's election, okay? Not of Trump's election, not of George W. Bush's election, and then George W. Bush's reelection. Those are not election deniers. Not of Stacey Abrams' election. She's not an election denier because she did not question the legitimacy of Biden's election. Okay, and CBS News goes on in their lengthy and formal definition to say that it's a question the legitimacy of Biden's election. Said 2020 election was stolen. This is an election denier and nobody else. Repeated disproven claims of fraud. Blue latex gloves. Signed on to the Texas lawsuit to overturn the 2020 election. Now, the Democrats in the House of Representatives protested the Electoral College count. And when President Trump was elected, and we were reading off the vote in the Congress, the elected Democrat members of Congress objected to that. CBS News adds, objected to 2020 Electoral College count on January 6th. Well, Hillary Clinton in 2016 objected to the existence of the Electoral College. And final criteria for election deniers, supported 2020 audit. So if you support an audit because of issues And you can say, well, there are no issues, but how can you say that you're an election denier if you support an audit as part of the process? That is part of the legal and constitutional process. But if you supported an audit, as the Democrats have done many times, then you're an election denier. But only in the 2020 election does that constitute election denial, according to CBS News. Okay? Now, this is why the news media has the approval rating of child molesters, because, they have about 8%. And I figure about 8% of Democrats approve of child molesters, because probably about 8% of Democrats are child molesters, but, grooming and kindergarten drag shows and all this stuff. Jeffrey Epstein didn't kill himself, and Bill Clinton's internship program, and Anthony Weiner online. But never mind that. This is pretty amazing stuff, because they've narrowed it down to the point where it only affects the people that they're attacking, Republicans who raise questions about the 2020 election. Now, let's just for a little bit of a reminder, Hillary Diane Rodham Clinton, in talking about the 2016 election, which she lost.
You can run the best campaign. You can even become the nominee. And you can have the election stolen from you.
I think that she just denied the election. It was stolen. You're going to be the best candidate, best campaign, and you can have it stolen from you. I think that is pretty direct. She said that it was stolen from her. She's also objected to the existence of the Electoral College, since she allegedly won the popular vote, which has happened on numerous occasions, and lost the Electoral College, because the Electoral College creates equity, a word that the Democrats like to bandy about, but I'm afraid they do not know what it means. And that's sometimes a problem with these people. So is Hillary Clinton an election denier? Well, according to CBS News criteria, the answer is no. No, she's not. Also, keep in mind that the New York Times conducted a survey with their survey partner, and they discovered that the vast majority of Americans believe that the news media is the greatest threat to our democracy, as the Democrats are peddling this "our democracy is under threat" message, that the New York Times found, and Seneca College, they found that 59% of Americans, 59%, nearly 6 out of 10 Americans, believe that the news media is the greatest threat and a severe threat to our democracy. Another 25% of us believe that the news media is something of a threat to democracy. So 84% of us believe that the news media is a threat to our democracy. And this CBS News criteria for what is an election denier is just classic. Just classic. Let's go to Terry McAuliffe. He was the chair of the DNC, and when George W. Bush won the election in 2000, the DNC chair, you remember they were demanding a recount and a recount and a recount in Florida, and only in strong Democrat counties and Democrat strongholds, because they wanted to make up the deficit and steal the election. Here's Terry McAuliffe.
If Catherine Harris, Jeb Bush, Jim Baker, and the Supreme Court hadn't tampered with the results, Al Gore would be president.
Al Gore would be president if they hadn't tampered. So he's accusing Republican Secretary of State and then the Supreme Court, which was not, solidly in conservative hands or anything like that in 2000, of stealing the election. So he's an election denier. And then Terry McAuliffe talking about the 2004 election.
We actually won the last presidential election, folks. They stole the last presidential election.
We actually won that election, you see. We won that election. You may remember that Carrie Lake, first we've got Stacey Abrams, who lost the gubernatorial election in Georgia 4 years ago. She still thinks she's governor.
She's using the word rigged, using the word steal. Do you think it's dangerous going into 2020?
I don't, because we can actually back it up.
And so in response to what I believe was a stolen election, and I'm not saying they stole it from me, they stole it from the voters of Georgia.
I spent the interim 10 days between the election and my non-concession day, as we call it, In fact, someone outside asked if I'm ever going to concede. The answer is no.
She's never going to concede because it was stolen. She's not. But according to CBS News, she's not an election denier because she didn't deny Joe Biden's 2020 election, and that is the only place that the term applies. See? That and the Holocaust, naturally. You may recall that Carrie Lake, the wonderful, we've got more Carrie Lake today, too, that Carrie Lake in Arizona was being attacked by a corrupt fake reporter recently about because she has raised questions. She said, well, gosh, you know, there might be some questions that ought to be answered about the 2020 election in Arizona and elsewhere. So a reporter pretending to, you know, be legitimate, but actually representing the Democrat Party, hit her with a BS question, and she responded.
If you're going to start throwing around terms like election denier, let's remember who the other election deniers were, Hillary Clinton and all the Democrats. Let's talk about election deniers. Here's 150 examples of Democrats denying election results. So it's okay for Democrats to question elections, but it's not okay for Republicans.
And, of course, the Republican National Committee put together, I'm not going to play the whole thing for you, a 12-minute-long montage of Democrats and nothing but Democrats denying elections.
He's an illegitimate president in my mind.
Would you be my vice presidential candidate? Folks, look, I absolutely agree.
Trump didn't actually win the election in 2016. He lost the election. And he was put in office because the Russians interfered.
Trump knows he's an illegitimate president.
The president-elect, although legally elected, is not legitimate.
I don't see this president-elect as a legitimate president.
You said you believe that Russia's interference altered the outcome of the election.
I do. We have a president who, if in fact it is proven, has been assisted by the Russians and may in fact not be a legitimate president.
There's the Democrats, and it goes on for 12 minutes, put together, not by CBS News, because CBS News has defined themselves out of the definition of election denier. It only applies to the 2020 election. It only applies to Republicans. It rings of Holocaust denier. But more Democrats have denied more elections just since the year 2000. They've contested every presidential election that they've lost in the 21st century. The 2000 election, the 2004 election, the 2016 election, they've won the other presidential elections. And each one that they've lost, they've contested, they'd claimed wasn't legitimate, they claimed was stolen. But CBS News, because they're a joke, because they're a shell for the, you know, and shills for the Democrat Party. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, Michael, gosh, look what I've done to the clock already. That's crazy. So that's your media for you. That's your fourth estate. This is CBS News representing the ultimate check in our system of checks and balances, and they're frauds. It's a fake. It's a sham. It's a scam. It's a put on. This is not journalism. This is politics masquerading as journalism. And this is a textbook, like, should be a journalism school example of what not to do. Unfortunately, the journalism schools are cranking out more activists, and they're not educating people to be fair and square journalists. We are at 888-630-9625.
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Investing involves risk, including possible loss of principal. Income may be subject to state, local, or federal alternative minimum tax. When interest rates rise, prices fall. When interest rates fall, prices rise.
Did you know that municipal bonds are a way for investors to support civil projects while earning federally tax-free income? The Golden Gate Bridge, the tallest bridge in the U.S., was financed with municipal bonds. Are you looking to bridge the gap between the income of your working years and the income needed in retirement? Municipal bonds might provide the solution you're looking for. Henyon & Walsh is a leading specialist in tax-free municipal bonds and has provided investors with quality service and personal attention since 1990. Call now to receive their informative bond guide absolutely free. Dial 1-800-833-9833 to learn how to earn retirement income while keeping your taxes at bay. Just dial 1-800-833-9833 for a copy of their informative bond guide for free. No cost, no obligation. 1-800-833-9833. Henyon & Walsh, Inc., member of FINRA, SIPC.
My heart was racing just making spaghetti. I could have waited to tell my doctor, but I didn't wait.
I was short of breath just reading a book. I could have delayed telling my doctor, but I didn't wait.
They told their doctors and found out they have atrial fibrillation, a condition which makes it about 5 times more likely to have a stroke. If you have one or more of these symptoms, irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness, this is no time to wait. Contact your doctor.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Finding the right Medicare plan? Oof, no easy feat. Kind of like those dances my granddaughter loves making me do. But then I found Walgreens FindRx coverage. Lets you compare plans online, over the phone, or in person. Made Medicare shopping so easy. Plus, I found plans with low-cost copays. I can get down with that. When you need to talk Medicare, Walgreens is here. Start shopping today at walgreens.com/Medicare.
Message and data rates may apply. Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now, and drive off as early as today. Just text APPLY NOW to 88909 right now to get started. That's APPLY NOW to 88909. Auto financing the easy way. Text APPLY NOW to 88909.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Fall is in the air, and that means fall grilling, tailgate parties, and so much more. Now is the perfect time to stock up on all this incredible flavor and take advantage of 50% off site-wide by shopping Omaha Steaks Friends and Family Sale. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code SIZZLE at checkout to get $30 off your order. Visit omahasteaks.com, promo code SIZZLE at checkout. Minimum order may be required.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia. No matter the season, talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Furnished by the American Lung Association.
Mix a little sports analysis, pop culture, and great interviews, and you've got the Rich Eisen Show podcast.
Brownie the Elf. It's this monstrously large logo that few people across the country knew even was existing on the planet. Joining me here on the Rich Eisen Show for a few minutes, Nathan Segura.
I just want you to know, yes. J.W. Johnson, our owner and executive vice president, told me he will be happy to send you a brownie hoodie.
I'm sure I can give it to a Brown fan because, what's the phrase? I wouldn't be caught dead in it.
The Rich Eisen Show podcast, wherever you listen.
All right, I tell you what, let's go to let's go to the telephones. Let's go to Tom calling from Beaver Dam, Virginia. Tom, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Thanks a lot, Chris. Good morning. Hey, just real quick, a point of order, if I might, just to codify what you've espoused in the past. I believe I'm going to make punctuation my friend and just reframe it as C, comma, BS, exclamation point. But not why I called. I just wanted to remind listeners that back in 2016, there was a group of celebrities, and I'm making air quotes when I say this because I don't like them, led by Emilio Estevez's father, and he should know because he played a president on TV, begging nationally electors to change their vote from Trump to Clinton because it was fair, because Clinton wasn't elected correctly. I mean, excuse me, because Trump wasn't elected correctly.
Right. In fact, yeah, you mentioned that to Jane, our call screener, and we went and we pulled that because you're right. In 2016, a gang of Hollywood celebrities put together a lengthy television ad and a campaign demanding that the electors perpetrate an insurrection and that Republican electors make Hillary the president, even though Trump had won. And it starts with Martin Sheen. Listen to this.
Republican members of the Electoral College, this message is for you. As you know, our founding fathers built the Electoral College to safeguard the American people from the dangers of a demagogue and to ensure that the presidency only goes to someone who is to an eminent degree endowed with the requisite qualifications.
They didn't vote for him. So that's Martin Sheen. Then Deborah Messing. Then Moby, then James Cromwell, Loretta Swit, some other guy from MASH from a long time ago. And I watched this. I had forgotten all about it. I've got to tell you, Tom, I'm glad you brought it to my attention because, you know, you're right. And they demanded that the Republican electors subvert democracy, deny the election of President Trump, and take it away from President Trump and give it to Hillary Clinton by having the electors vote for the person that lost instead of the person that won.
By voting your conscience, you and other brave Republican electors can give the House of Representatives the option to select a qualified candidate.
Yep, celebrities 2016, and this was after the election of President Trump, but before the Electoral College had met to declare him to be president. And again, they're all leftists, of course. Every one of them, none of them voted for President Trump. So they tried to steal the election.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.